enough.
Sports Radio 560 WQAM Miami Fort Lauderdale presents the Neil Rogers Show.
To talk to Neil,
call 567-0560 toll free for Dade and Broward or #560 on your cell phone. The appearance of Neil, his guests, callers, or anyone else on the show do not necessarily reflect those of WQAM, Beasley Reed Acquisitions, or the Beasley Broadcast Group. Now, Neil Rogers on Sports Radio 560 QAM.
So speaking of the quality of the first team show this morning, I'm going to tell you, the last couple hours, especially the part with Brian Murray,
that was a two-hour blowjob.
What a suck-up job that was.
Not that you have to suck. Not that you have to suck. Not that you have to suck.
Watch it, guys. Let's play two at once. Sounds good to me. I'm not here to get out of it.
Well, she's a billionaire who's running for the president. He likes to party, but then I will, of course. All you gotta do to watch him dance like Fred Astaire. He's as good as he ever do to the floor. He's a go-getting cowboy.
All right.
He's a cowboy, you push, hold his attack. He's a go-getting cowboy. What G-W-E says, that, 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 that. He says it's none of power, this is what he used to do. Stop refusing him with the truth. He's got to be a sanctimonious Republican more and move on with his rhetorical views. He's a special interest puppet of the Christian right, so there's only certain things he can say. So this is same old rich guy with the same old life. And too much Bush is not a good thing anyway. He's a go-getting cowboy. George W. Bush won't disrespect. He's a go-getting cowboy.
I think George is losing his perspective on where we are. I think he had a very, very dangerous idea there. Just before we came on the air, he was asking me, you know, how come when they have absolutely nobody left to do these fill-ins, but everybody's either on vacation or they're out of town, or we have a gap to fill in there, a big, gigantic vacuum to fill? How come we can't find, like, somebody else from the market to do, like, a fill-in show and not a sports show? And I said to him, I said, you must be really losing it. You're way out of line. You're out of step. I was in the car going to the store, which I have a great Eckerd's store. I hate Eckerd's like poison, and now even more. Every day a little bit more than I used to. But I was in the car, just as a matter of fact, when
Joe Zagakis
was on last night. And I'm going to tell you, it's enough to make me want to pull my car over to the side of the road and start crying. Not just how bad he is, which we already know that, but the fact that there are people calling him. Haven't I told you that before? See, you don't get it. People like this Lou guy that called 5 minutes ago, the second to last call on the worst team this morning, who needs a lobotomy, and the guys are right about that, who's got this whole thing. See, I don't understand people who have all this time in their life that these are the kinds of things that they're concerned about. I'm talking about adults. I'm not talking about little kids, you know, who got their scrapbook and their baseball cards and their football cards. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about grown adults who allegedly have a life, and these are the things that they're worried about. And did Tony Martin choose to come down here and sign with the Dolphins because so he could have his trial here with his buddies Danny Boy and Nat Moore and all these other people going to court to be character witnesses and testify what a good guy he was? See, they have this thing going on now. It's called a trial. I know that comes as a great shock to you. It's not like the O.J. Simpson trial where it's being televised and everybody over the world is talking about it every day and we're seeing the evidence and getting all this information. It's not like that. It's a trial that's going on, and the jury will find him either guilty or not guilty of conspiring this money laundering crap, and the life will go on. But there is this endless supply of theories and hysteria, and this Lou guy, he came here because Danny could go and testify to his character. Did Danny ever play with him, by the way?
No.
Yes, he did. Sure he did. And I'm thinking of, did Jimmy Johnson ever coach him was my question.
No.
Which I guess is maybe the reason that they didn't have him come and testify. Just absolutely unbelievable, the kinds of things. And so Joe Zagacki comes on here, the most boring man in the history of the human race.
Well, if he can catch the ball, he'll play. There's no sense in discussing it. If he can catch the ball, he'll play.
Just that 60-cycle tone, it doesn't waver. It doesn't go up. It doesn't go down.
Joe Zagacki sucks.
There is no question about it. And you're suggesting we put somebody on the air, like maybe make a deal with the Cox people. You know, and if we couldn't carry Phil's show live, well, have a tape. Put 3 hours, 4 hours of Phil Henry in there from 6 to 10. Phenomenal.
Are you sure?
Positive. I mean, can't match Joe Zagacki. But you've got to understand, this is a station for neurotic sports nerds. See, that's one of the reasons. I mean, forget that this isn't a hockey town, and this morning they were on there sucking Brian Murray's butt.
That was a two-hour blowjob.
I mean, it was unbelievable. But the good news is, I come to work this morning, I'm turning the corner, and I'm wondering to myself, because I'm listening, I was lucky enough in between CDs to catch the whole thing, and I'm wondering, am I going to be lucky enough to see Brian, to see the spokesman, when I come into the building? I walk in the building, I punch the elevator button, the elevator opens up, it's the spokesman and my good buddy Mike Hansen from the organization. Now let me just say this first of all, I like Brian Murray personally. It's not personal, he's a good guy. I have no problem with him personally. His brother's an asshole, but that's, you know, I can't blame him for that. Although he did bring him in here. But he'll be gone soon. And Mike Hansen's a good guy. He brought me a, you know, he's okay, never stole a freight train. And we shook hands, although not as enthusiastic of a handshake as I got from Ray Whitney on the plane the other night. And not nearly as erotic. But, you know, it was a handshake, a couple of humorous lines, and they waddled out the door, and that was it. But I heard that. I mean, that was an unbelievable suck job again. Do I hear any conversation about that? Of course not, because you see, first of all, discussing, you'd have to have hockey fans, which we don't have, and number two, you'd have to have people who could really discuss it because they had an interest in it. These people aren't really interested in football, or Tony Martin, or Dan Marino, or Jimmy Johnson. This is a substitute for a life. These are neurotic, no-life people. Because there's no way, if you could hear the things that they were calling up and discussing with Joe Zagacki last night, I'm serious, everybody in this audience would pull off the road right now if you're in your car and cry. It would be a two-hanky job, easy. And you'd have to wonder, are these setup calls? I mean, are these real people? Are there living and breathing people who really care about these things? Who are serious? Oh, guess what you didn't do?
That's why I'm not in.
Yeah, that's right. You didn't. Well, that's good. Didn't reboot the phone. We're only here about 100 hours ahead of time every morning, but we keep forgetting we have to diddle around with Greg Reed's horseball equipment every day to try to make it work, to make the phone work. See, so right off the bat, we're up against it. I don't think they have to do it in there, but in here for some reason.
No, they have a telos like we used to have at the other place at IOD.
I beg your pardon?
They have the telos brand, always worked, always.
They have a real
great
phone system for the sports people, and we got this piece of crap, Gettner.
Which sucks. And their attitude is really surly, by the way.
Who, management or Gettner? Both. How do you like that? I never knew that. Now the plot thickens, baby. So not only do the sports people get whatever the hell they want, they do all these shows on the ISDN, $50 billion worth of phone bills. And that's no problem. We not only can't get a guy at an 800 line for the highest rated show on a radio station, we got a piece of crap phone system, and they got a telos in there that works. That they don't have to reboot every day just to put a goddamn phone call on the air. How do you like that? That's what we got from Gregory Reed, besides a pile of crap and a bunch of lies. So let me emphasize again, Greg Reed's Neisner's phone system, that even Radio Shack would be too embarrassed to peddle it. What does that tell you? They wouldn't touch it with your hand. And you're talking about putting a non-sport show on here. Does that show you how how far you've lost contact with reality, what's going on around here? This is a sports bar with a microphone, somebody once told me, mister. This isn't a goddamn radio station. This is a place for sports junkies, for no-life nerds who want to find out about that guy who plays tight end for the Vikings and if he's going to be any good when he gets out in 5 years. You better get your priorities straightened out, mister. And at Demetrius Underwood, I'm going to tell you, he never stole a freight train at Michigan State. Maybe a caboose or two, but no freight train. 10 minutes after 10 at 560 WQM. Anybody interested in that hockey interview with Brian Murray?
No.
Well, I am. I'll talk about it. In fact, I might do a hockey show today. Just out of protest. Because I'm so goddamn fired up and pissed off.
We love you, Panthers.
Oh! I might just do that. I doubt it, though.
Alonzo, you're so big.
All right. By the way, I hate to break the news to you, but you know, Jennifer, take a look without the makeup, guys. She is really...
If you had my butt, would you be a great big
dog?
Is this OG?
I mean ugly.
If your butt could compare with my embroidery, would you make money with your big hiding? If it went to my butt, would my career be done? And would this only become number one? Take a look at my rump. Tell me if it went tonight. Would I be the star of the movie Out of Sight? Men look at me, and all they see, my anatomy. They want to grab it, grab it all day. If you had my butt, would you have a limousine with a big fantasy for your hiding? And would you have more cash with a big old shapely eye stuffed into your jeans? I love my binges.
I hate to break the news to you, like I said, but they had, she was one of those who definitely, if she was smart, which evidently she ain't as smart as she thinks she is, should never have allowed them to put on that making of a video on MTV, because last night at 10:30 on MTV, I watched in amazement and astonishment that she is a really skanky broad. Now, if you watched TRL last night, by the way, can anybody tell me who the guest hosts were on TRL last night? As Carson must be on vacation. Hey, Carson, not that we don't like you, but don't come back anytime soon. Nick and Jeff from 98 Degrees were the guest host last night and did a great job. Sensational job. Nice going, Nick. But at any rate, they had Christina Aguilera on. It's not Aguilera, by the way, Jeff, but nevertheless, he's goy, you know. But they had her on. She is just as scabby as I thought she was. She is really ugly. And I'm not saying you got to look great to be a good singer, but of course, most of the videos now, as you know, are done with hot-looking young people who supposedly are really hot numbers, or at least made up to look real hot, like Jennifer Lopez. Even George admitted very ruefully this morning that she is grotesque, bad. I mean, they had her on there without the makeup, and I'm going to tell you, she is so. She, on a scale of 10, I give her about a 4. I'm being generous, maybe a 3.5. She really is. She's bad. And doesn't have large, gigantic melons or anything else to go for, except they have dolled her up, and again, through the miracle of electronics, they've, please, don't do that once today. Please, I'm begging you. I can't. I'm going to be so neurotic if I see you do that even once. Don't do it.
I'm just doing the register thing.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Don't do it. I don't care. I don't even care anymore. I'm just, I'm just
you don't care,
on.
But I
huh?
do.
I'm just hanging on for like 2 more days. You know what I'm saying?
I know, but they call.
I don't care.
You have no idea.
I don't care.
I do.
No, stop caring. Stop caring. I want you to say it. I don't care.
It's like the Chinese
say I don't care. Just
I
say
don't
it.
Care.
Okay.
But they
just
they
say it again. I don't care.
I'm going to destroy them. I
good.
Get them fired.
Yes.
Et cetera and so on.
Say I don't
like
care.
Like we have done so many
please,
times.
Say it. I don't care.
I don't care.
WQAM.
Yeah, Coral Gables cell phone?
Yes, sir. Let's go to Coral Gables on a cell phone. Hello.
How you doing, Neil?
Okay, sir.
Yeah, Total Request Live. Also, that girl, Christina Aguilera, was there, right?
Gross.
Yeah, she's better than Jennifer Lopez, though.
I would agree with you on that. I mean, she's got that beaky, chickeny nose, and she's got real scrawny arms and little tiny chicken fingers, but she's better than Jennifer.
What a
bitter disappointment that must have been.
Well, every time I see Jennifer in whatever show it is, she's always lip-syncing, even if it's like in a little closed studio. I don't know why, she lip-syncs.
She can't sing for crap. She doesn't look good at all. She's really pretty scabby looking. But they have managed to take her. I guess it must be a Puerto Rican thing. They figured it worked for Ricky Martin. We'll get a bunch of Puerto Ricans and doll them up, and it'll work for them. And guess what? They hit the freaking jackpot, you know, again.
It's funny because, you know, she tries to be so articulate, but, you know, like, you know, when she's off camera, she talks like this,
yeah,
you know?
George mentioned that because he's got that anti-Puerto Rican thing, like a real Bronx Puerto Rican, yeah. Real
She'll take out that switchblade and cut your ass.
I think she might if you keep talking like this. Now, you got to admit, Nick and Jeff from 98 Degrees did a great job last night.
Oh, yeah.
Hosting that show, yeah.
I'm on a material.
Okay, thank you. Okay, there's a guy that saw TRL. And by the way, number three last night of the countdown was Tom Green and the Bum Bum song, which I got it on tape. I should have put it on cassette. Wait, that would kill some good time because it goes on forever. It is so long and not really very funny, to be honest with you, compared to all the other stuff Tom Green does. But nevertheless, he said, all you kids, vote for the Bum Bum song. And they did, number three, first week on.
Just bring the tape. We'll put it in from the tape. Save a generation.
There you go. Okay. Yeah, because you want to see all the good stuff on there.
Well, yeah.
Probably 98 degrees. No, you watch. We're going to get a lot of great calls here today just to prove that Joe Zagacki doesn't get all the calls on this radio station, that people can actually discuss other things. Now, you notice, by the way, and let me just say this to you. I know that a lot of people out there, especially if Dan Marino's name is mentioned, they start doing cartwheels. They get very emotional. They start breathing heavily because this town is basically, like I told you before, as far as so-called sports people, it's Danny this and Jimmy that and Jimmy this and that. And you know something? You can just pass out from it. We know that Joe Rose has got four Dan Marino blow-up dolls just in case any of the first three, blow out, so to speak. But, it's terminal. They have this thing, it's called a character witness, you know, when somebody is on trial for like a serious felony. They bring in character witnesses. It wasn't just invented yesterday here in Miami. I know that may come as a great shock to some of the sports nerds out there who are listening now, even though they wouldn't want to admit it. I know that would come as a tremendous shock to you. But they do bring in people, don't do it, as character witnesses. I can't. If you're going to do it, I have to have blindfolds. I couldn't stand seeing it again. Do what? Whatever you're going to do on that phone with those idiots. You don't understand.
Just
yeah,
do the reporting to Southern Bell.
You don't understand. I can't between now and Thursday. After 12:30 on Thursday for 10 days, whatever you do, I don't care. It's up to
I
you.
I want to
Joe,
destroy their lives.
But it doesn't make it. But you're
them.
Destroying my life by my
all
seeing
I do
it.
Is press
I understand. I don't want to see it. I just can't handle it. I'll have an emotional breakdown right here on the show, on the air. I'm promising you that right now.
You could go screen.
I'm hanging on by a thread. I'm hanging on by a thread. My trip to Eckerd's, I think, yesterday was that was it. That was the end for me of life in this town as I knew it. It was bad enough going home from here yesterday with all the retards we had. You know, I had a great topic here yesterday, and we had some calls, although, as usual, took a lot of pushing and punishment. And I'd say, what would you say, 30% of them were crazy people? You know, you had the one of your favorites there, the one that makes up the stories with a dog in Syracuse and his ass was in cargo. And now I'd usually do one of either two things. I either cut him off immediately or I'll sit and wait and it's like an endurance contest to see who can outlast who, you know, and how far he goes before he finishes with a dog winding up in the Bronx and his ass in Uranus and his nose in Syracuse. And then we had the crazy guy with, you're a faggot. You know, he went up to the pilot, and the pilot was saying, I'm a faggot. Like, that's a bulletin, okay? You know something? I'm proud to be a faggot. In fact, I'm delighted. I'm ecstatic to be a faggot, which is why I enjoyed seeing Nick and Jeff so much from 98 Degrees on TRL last night. You see, being a faggot, it's amazing how much stuff there is to enjoy. And then we had the guy with the story about the people who were dying on the plane. And he was giving CPR to the one. She had a heart attack. She died. Somebody in the back of the plane. She died. We had all these crazy people yesterday. I drive out of here. I'm going home. And there's more crazy people all over the road. It's a full moon. The world is coming to an end. The storms, the rain, accidents. People are acting like Castro's got that woodpecker thing going again. That must be it. Maybe Fidel's got that woodpecker thing going really heavy duty. You can tell the days that he's got it going. Because the people in this town just, they lose it.
Yeah.
They go ballistic. You just walk outside your home and you hear, all over the neighborhood you hear that sound. And you know Fidel's got his woodpecker working. Then I go last night, like I said, to Eckerd's. I had when the hell was it? Oh, this was afterward. This was later on. That's right. I go to get my mail. I stop at Eckerd's for like a candy bar. I hate to admit it, but I am a sugarholic. I stop for a candy bar. And not just a regular candy bar, but they keep them. The nice thing they do in that particular store is they put a bunch of Snickers and Milky Way and Mars bars in the freezer in the ice cream compartment so it stays cold. Nothing like a great, you know, real cold candy bar. I take it to the counter, and much to my amazement, this is Eckerd's, by the way, over there on Broward Boulevard. There is nobody online. What a miracle. No waiting, no pain, no strain. And here's a girl. I don't know where in the Caribbean she drifted up from on a piece of driftwood or a rubber raft, whatever. She's standing there, about 18, 19-year-old young lady, and she's hunched over the counter. She's the cashier, okay? She's hunched over with her elbows planted on the goddamn counter. Okay? She's not looking at me. She's not really paying much attention. She's not reading something. She's not looking at something. She's not doing any work. She's just kind of like planted there. Like, yeah, kind of like that. So I take the candy bar, I put it down, not real loud, like rude, but I mean loud enough so my presence would be made aware if she was like daydreaming, that here's a customer, wants to pay for this and get the F out of here, okay? I put it down, she doesn't move, she moves her eyes move to the candy bar now, okay? This is as much effort as she's willing to make at this particular point. Her eyes move to the candy bar, she looks at it and says, oh, those better cold, those better frozen? I said, yeah, they're real good. And now she's still standing there with her elbows. Now she finally decides she's going to move her ass a little bit. She picks up her ass. She picks up the candy bar, puts it through the scanner. It comes up, whatever it is, 89 cents, whatever. I put down a dollar bill. Now she's gone back to daydreaming again. And the dollar bill is sitting there, and she's kind of like looking off to the side and like that, you know, kind of like,
yeah.
And I stood there, and I counted one. Two, three, I'm counting. Just like Scotty Mac, I'm counting, you know, in any language you prefer. I would say at the count of about 600, she finally, oh, and she, you know, the realization that the dollar bill is sitting there and that somebody might actually be willing to pay for some merchandise, takes the dollar, gives me my change, and away I go. And I'm thinking to myself, Mr. Rogers, welcome to South Florida.
Oh!
What you've seen is what you get. Did I mention that I hate Eckerd's by the, and I'm not just singling them out because service down here is impossible anyway, but especially in there. I think they go out of their way to hire geeks. People who haven't got any business waiting on the public who must be working for less than minimum wage. I don't know what the deal is. I'm not exaggerating. I didn't embellish that story even one iota. That's exactly the way it took place. Elbows on the counter, totally indifferent, like, you're bothering me. Don't you understand? I'm here daydreaming. I'm in a world of my own without Peter and Gordon. I'm just standing here like minding my own business, and you're bothering me, mister? You like actually want to pay for something here? What's wrong with you, man? You're bugging me. And she's working in the store. It's like that story I told you about the American Airlines nightmare I had my Toronto trip Friday afternoon, and they're coming back. And Friday afternoon, after leaving all that time late and all these people getting really antsy in the banana boat part of the airport and everybody getting more and more aggravated, and one woman had her little kid had split his lip open, and she's got the Miami Fire Rescue there and all this stuff going on. And finally, at long last, the two people go over to where they take your tickets and you walk through the thing and go through the jetway and get on the goddamn plane. And the girl standing at the counter, the woman, was in no hurry. She's not going anywhere. She's not getting on the flight. She doesn't care if we ever get on there. And the guy's trying to get her attention. He finally says, we're ready to board, ready to board. And she won't even look at him. She will not even look at him. She's standing there like fumbling around and pushing papers around. And finally he walks like halfway from where he's standing and over to her. We're ready to board, Sylvia, whatever the hell her name was. Oh, I shouldn't have said Sylvia because Sylvia is my good friend by the turnpike. Sorry, Sylvia. We're ready to board, Esther, whatever your name is. Oh, man. Welcome to a real, unreal place. So what do you think, Danny or Jimmy? 26 after 10 at 560 WQM here.
Spanning South Florida and the globe.
News team coverage.
We're working hard to bring you the news.
Updates every hour.
This is WQAM 560 Action Central News.
Good afternoon. The BSO Anti-Sex Division has just released an audio tape of Ken Jenny's recent raid on another local swing club.
Stay where you are, nobody move! Stay where you are, nobody move!
So what are you doing? You're liable to hurt somebody now. Give me that thing before you do any damage!
Fuck it up, sir.
Ah, there you are. Kiss him away.
560 Action News. We're doing something.
Okay, Greg Reed wants you to know that coming August 30th, Waffen will all be laughing over here, baby. 1900 on the AM dial. You better go out and buy you one of those new digital radios. 2400 on the AM dial. It's going to be dynamite.
Oh!
And they got a dead man on in the morning. That should be a good start. Of course, we got Joe Zagacki. Let's try that. Let's put Joe Zagacki on against Imus, huh? That should be good for laughs. 567-0560, pound 560 on a mobile one line here on a great Tuesday. Here's Miami Beach. Hello.
Hi, Neil. I have a little bit of material for you about all of this stuff about the dolphins, and here it is. Perhaps instead of calling them the dolphins, we should call them the doll felons.
Yeah.
Doll felons.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because, boy, I'll tell you, the way they're going, they may be able to field the starting team of all felons.
Uh-huh.
And so
nobody cares, sir.
I pass that.
Nobody
along.
Cares. They want to win. They just want to win. They don't care.
Unfortunately,
they love Cecil the Diesel, man. They just want to win.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't know how those teammates there can.
They don't care, sir. They don't care. They want to win. They want to win. They don't care. Get with it, okay? Oh. 5-6-7. See, I don't even want to talk about that. Do I want to talk about Tony Martin?
No.
About the character witnesses and it?
No.
Of course not. There's nothing to talk about. When the verdict comes in, when a crap goes down, it'll go down and that'll be it. Either he'll play or he's going to go to jail, one or the other, or something's going to happen and life will go on. I mean, it's got to be desperate that that's what they're talking about now, is that Danny showed up in court, and there are all these sinister reasons, and that's the reason, and this Lou guy, seriously, get the guys with a butterfly net for that Lou guy that called the worst team this morning. They're the ones that ought to be tracing the goddamn phone calls. That man is certifiable. He needs to be in a rubber room. We need to be protected from him. Oh, and by the way, the guy that called yesterday, he was a little bit early. In fact, last night, the guy that called about the gun that from Seattle that wound up in the shooting in L.A., so they had a whole segment on that. Bob Schieffer had a segment on CBS Evening News last night about all the thousands and thousands and thousands of guns that police departments all around the country wind up selling or trading, putting back into, in other words, they have all these programs where the public is supposed to come and turn in their guns and they give them money or whatever, and then they take the guns apart and they destroy them so they can never be used again. Why aren't the cops doing that? Is it like a fundraiser? Well, why don't they just write a few more tickets that week? That should be no problem. That's like shooting fish in a barrel. They're selling guns, including automatic weapons, they said, by the way, and putting them back on the streets. Great. Including that particular gun that the guy called me about yesterday, and as luck would have it, he was right on target, and they had a whole piece on 60 Minutes last night on the CBS Evening News. Does anybody care?
No.
No. But there you go. There's your men in blue again, hard at work. That's real rocket science. You can hear the sounds of the guys who came up with that decision.
Yeah.
Here's a mobile in Miami. Hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
You know, probably other than the most annoying aspect of Joe Zagacki, other than his voice, is that before each caller, he has to say the exact time. It's 2:08 at 5:60. Here's Neil on a mobile.
Really?
Exactly 10 minutes I listened to him.
I mean, you listen long? Oh, 10 minutes. That's my...
I know. Hey, the other thing, do the prosecuting attorneys get to cross-examine these character witnesses?
You know? Of course.
Because I would have loved to have been that attorney and have Danny up on the stand. Just say, hey, Danny, if you had won 3 Super Bowls already and you weren't at the end of your career, would you still be here, too, for Tony Martin?
Yeah.
Other than the fact that you need him right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks. Oh, you see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? I'm getting real, real nervous now. I don't think I'm going to make it. Forget about 2 o'clock. I don't think 11 o'clock. I really don't. Did you listen to the words coming out of that man's mouth? Did you hear what he just said? I'm telling you, they can't help themselves here. If Danny farts, that's worth at least an hour and a half on all the sports shows. I'm telling you. What flavor was it? What did he have for breakfast that morning? Is he in good health? Is his knee going to hold up? All based on the aroma. Here's a lady in Miami. I bet you don't want to talk about Dan Marino. Hello.
Hi, Neil. How are you?
Okay.
I'm female. I don't want anything.
Yeah.
Okay. I have to tell you the story that happened yesterday. I had to go to Publix for a few things last night around 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
Driving to the parking lot, I'm thinking, my God, why are all the cars here? It's Monday night. You know, no one's in the grocery store.
Wait, now, which Publix is this?
In Kendall.
Oh.
Near where you used to live.
Mm-hmm.
So I caught in the parking lot. I have my 2-year-old baby with me. I think, my God, you know, what's going on here? I walk in the store. There's no shopping carts. Yeah, you know, they have like hundreds of shopping carts there.
Yeah.
So I go up to the cashier.
What's
and like,
going on?
The hurricane, Neil. People were buying water, bread, batteries. I thought it was in Twilight Zone. It was unbelievable. I was all shocked. I mean, they were buying everything in the store.
Oh, no.
They had water out and candles and lanterns.
No.
And I just thought, oh, my God, I got to get out of the city.
What hurricane?
There's like a tropical depression out
there.
Yeah,
that's not going to come here, by the way. Even Brian, hysterical Norcross, even he said, no reason to get psychotic because it ain't going to hit us.
I swear, it was like the day that...
Hi, darling.
Exactly. It was like the day when Andrew was going to come here.
Oh.
That's exactly how it looked. I mean, it was amazing. I mean, it was absolutely amazing. I had to call you and tell you, but I mean, people are going crazy.
I'm getting out of here just in time. My vacation couldn't have been timed more perfectly. I'm leaving here Thursday, and if I come back, it'll be a miracle. I mean, this is a crazy place. These are crazy people here.
I know. I have 2 kids, too, and we're getting out of here.
I don't blame you.
Good gosh. But anyway, I love your show. I had to tell you that.
Okay. Don't forget the batteries.
Really?
Okay.
Bye.
See ya. Don't forget the sky is falling. Go out now. Get the plywood. Get the goddamn batteries. Get the water. Clean out the goddamn supermarkets.
like I said, crazy people.
5670560. So what do you think about that trial, huh? Pound 560 on the mobile one line. Let's talk about Brian Murray a little bit. What do you say?
Oh,
a good close personal friend. It's not personal. It's business, Brian. Okay, you're not a bad guy. Never stole a, you know what. Never stole a fill in a blank. Your brother's an asshole, and the guys will not play for him. But that suck job I heard this morning on the worst team. In fact, I came in. I saw the guys. I saw Mike Hansen and Brian Murray on the coming down the elevator, and they gave him the usual whatever. I walked straight up to the window looking into that studio, and the three stooges were sitting in there, and I did. I put the finger in my mouth, you know, the finger of experience, and gave that, you know, kind of sucking motion to them. They all, like, they couldn't keep a straight face.
That was a two-hour blowjob.
That it was unbelievable, is what that was. Even a mad dog knows exactly what it was.
That was a two-hour blowjob.
By the way, he'll be here today, by the way, from Dolphins camp. How do you like that, Mad Dog Jim Mandich?
Yeah!
One of America's great broadcasters. And unfortunately, after that, we got talking baseball with Donnie B, which is not a shot at Donnie B, but nobody cares about baseball around these parts anymore.
No.
And haven't for a very long time. And as if that isn't bad enough, of course, that's the prelude for the Diamondbacks at the Marlins at PV Park tonight. Anybody into that? So Greg Reed comes in here today, and what do you, I want, this, you may lose it yourself. You may be, go over the edge. He's telling me, first I tell him about this phone system, what a piece of crap it is, and he's, give me that, the song of the dance, brushes it off. He's got this great book he's reading that he wants me to read, okay, about Italy. Well, I'm very interested in Italy. I love Italy. I've been there a million times, Rome, Florence, et cetera, Milan. And it's about a guy with a soccer team in Italy, okay, a soccer team. He then proceeds to tell me that they got this farm outside of Chicago, he and his family, whatever, and they were up there in Chicago, I guess, where we were wondering where he was last week, and he's telling me that they have three sports stations in Chicago, and they all suck. He was up there listening to sports radio in Chicago.
Right. That's his bag. As if we didn't know.
I understand that, but don't you want, doesn't he understand that I don't care? I don't care.
Why not?
I don't care about sports radio. I don't care about lifeless nerds who have nothing else to talk about. Because the content, the level of the conversation is so juvenile and so infantile and so moronic and so idiotic and so down to these little, did they tie their shoelaces right? Did they have the right kind of spikes on for the turf? I mean, things that are so shocking and unnerving and nerve-wracking. Do you know what I'm saying? You follow what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Yes, we do.
So anyway.
Yes?
Jim Mandich will not be at the Dolphins.
Why not?
Studio. It was just canceled as of 2 minutes ago for reasons unknown.
I just got through promoing it. I'm on here trying to be a team player, even though I can't stand this all sports format because it's ponderous and juvenile. And my buddy Jim Mandich, who's a great broadcaster.
Yes!
Will not be in the Dolphin camp, which means he'll be here in the studio. We can give him some more pornography to read while he's on the air like last time, which means it ought to be a great show.
All right.
19 before 11 at 560 WQAM.
Meridians, dumb as dirt.
My butt. I'm such a beautiful singer. All the guys, they want me. From the old to the teenager. I am hot, I have to say. I sing real good, my acting's okay. God, I look good. Might have a chance with this beautiful singer. I got the 3-bedroom mind and a body I'd like to show. With my soft and creamy thighs, had a kid you'd never know. To see me is to want me. God, I feel packed for me. My bra was packed with seeds. You see me all over MTV. Not bad at 40 years. I know. want me. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Beautiful singer. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Beautiful singer.
10:47 and 5:60. Just remember, what you see when you're watching television is definitely not what you get. But that's okay. It would be like having sex with an anonymous stranger in a very dark place, thinking you were humping something really great. And then all of a sudden you walk out of the daylight and they go their way and you go yours. And you turn around and you look and you see, I just did that. Do you follow what I'm saying? That's the same with Jennifer Lopez. Of course, none of you are ever going to do her anyway, so I guess it doesn't make much difference. 5670560, #560 on the Mobile One line. As we continue searching for those brilliant calls like Joe Zagacki had last night here on QAM. The more I think about that, the more it makes me feel like unclean, like I need to go take a shower immediately again. I took a real good shower this morning like I do every morning, but I feel I need to cleanse myself again because Joe Zagacki was on. In fact, I'm glad we got the Marlins on. Let's hear it for the Florida Marlins. We love you, Marlins. You want to know why? Because the Marlins game being on means Joe Zagacki won't be on. And we all say,
all right.
Thank God. Here's a mobile in North Miami. Hello.
Hello, Neil.
Yes.
How are you today?
Okay.
I am
hanging on by a thread.
I am Puerto Rican from the Bronx, but I grew up in Queens.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, Jennifer doesn't do squat for me.
Uh-huh.
The only thing, she's got a big bootay, like the African Americans say.
Rectum.
She's got all bootay, and she doesn't do squat for me. You know who does squat? You know who does something?
Does
for me?
Squats for you? Yeah.
Holly Berry. Now that's a nice looking chick, and she's mixed
Halle
Berry? Race. Yeah.
Buddy
Jennifer.
Berry?
No, Holly Berry.
Oh, there goes that phone again.
And she's mixed race, you know, and like Jennifer. Jennifer's got a schnoz, geez, you know, that
looks
like...
Yeah, she's really gross. I was just astonished. I mean, when I showed her... In fact, I was astonished they were stupid enough to put her on that thing on in the first place. What kind of management has she got that they would let them put her on here like that?
Neil, I don't know if you like Time Magazine or not, but around 6 weeks ago or 8 weeks ago, they had a cover on Hot Latino Stars.
Yeah, I saw it.
I can understand Ricky. Ricky's a nice-looking kid. He's well-dressed.
Can't sing for crap, but yeah, you're right.
Yeah, but he's got a good presentation.
He keeps his mouth shut, yeah.
But Mark Anthony looks like some Tecato, some, you know, intravenous drug user from a barrio.
Yeah.
And she looks like, you know, a lowlife. I mean, I'm not that I'm a
She looks like a cheap hooker from the Bronx. You're right.
Yeah, I mean, she looks like the chicks that stop on Hunts Point Market there to give BJs to the people.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all. And the other thing about this thing about the football player, or Martin and what have you, I don't give two flying, you know what's
excellent.
About it.
Thank God for you, sir. Okay.
I love you.
And have a great life. Okay. Let's hear from all the people that don't care about Tony Martin. This would be really going a little bit too far, okay? Somebody who lives in South Florida who doesn't care about Dan Marino. Doesn't care. George, well, we already know that. That's because you're a miserable spick, okay? No, I'm saying, and don't get me wrong, Dan Marino is a great athlete. He's been great for the team. And, you know, either they love him or they hate him. He's the problem. He's the solution. You know, he's the preeminent athlete probably who ever played in this market. Ever. I can't think of anybody else who would even come close. But nevertheless, I mean, there must be people who are just don't care about Dan Marino, whether he's good or bad, who just don't care if they ever heard his name again. Because the sports nerds in this town, they're obsessed with it. That's all they know. I mentioned about seeing Ray Whitney on a plane the other night. People are going, who's that? Is that anybody we know? This is sad. This is very sad. Like last year, I'll say it again, as long as I live, I'll never forget, coming back from vacation, the Panthers just got Pavel Bure and, you know, one of Brian Murray's finest moments, and he's had a few. Great deal. Just like picking up Ray Whitney off the waiver wire for $20,000. Nice going, Brian. And nobody has any idea who I'm talking about. Or as he said, Pavel Bure this morning. How about pronouncing his name right? Okay, Brian, you're the spokesman. Pronounce his name right, all right? Just for your fun. Pavel Bure. I thought those were the things you put on your nose, the strips to take all the mung out. God, Brian, you're embarrassing. Here's a mobile in Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Great.
May Dan Marino die of gonorrhea and rotten hell. Mace is out. Hey, about the those soccer players.
Yeah, for just a second, that sounded like Jeremy Schapp. What is it?
The soccer players, did they have sandwiches for the organization that you were talking about earlier? Hey, anyways, I was like channel surfing yesterday as well on TRL.
Yeah.
I couldn't help notice Christina Aguilera. I mean, in her video, she doesn't look that good. I mean, she's kind of looking a little beat up, but when you saw her live yesterday,
yeah,
she wasn't that bad. I mean,
she wasn't that bad?
How young is too young? I mean, that's
not talking about how old she is.
I think she's
a hot number?
She was hot in the studio. in the MTV studio for like 17 or whatever she is, turning 16 or whatever.
Listen, I want to talk. I know the opinion I'll give you is based on my own personal view, which is that of an old troll, an old fag, okay? But I'm going to tell you, Nick and Jeff from the 98 Degrees both look a hell of a lot better than she did, and you know that.
Hey, how about Jeff? Was he like how come he was the MC for MTV? He was always cutting off everybody's conversations. Oh, we're going to go to this video now.
Hey,
and,
a little nervous, just a little bit hyper. I think he was taking the same doggy uppers that Peter Leonard takes. Have a great day, sir. Yeah, Nick and Jeff are co-host on TRL, I say, for the rest of the time. Just Carson, have a great life. He's old enough for a pension now. He's over 20 on MTV. That should be old enough to collect a pension. 567-0560 and pound 560. I think everybody's losing it. Like I said, I'm hanging on by a thread. I'm getting out of here just in time. Joe Costello was sitting in there with crap falling off his head. And did you get like another haircut, or is that like not for real? What did he do?
He didn't dippity do is what he did.
Oh, and you know something? And this is the guy who came into me a few days ago and said, well, your hair is dry today. Where's that stuff usually?
The greasy kid stuff.
Which is what? Have I ever put stuff on my hair since you've known me?
I don't know what you put on your hair.
I don't put anything on my hair.
No Vitalic?
Does it look to you? No.
Some days it looks like maybe there's some conditioner something in there.
No, there's nothing in there. And how can you tell when there's that few hairs in the first place?
Well, it was particularly dry that day.
How about my hair? Here's a mobile in Boca. Hello.
Neo God.
Speaking.
Add me to the list. I don't give a rat's ass about Martin.
Tony Marino?
Tony, yeah.
How about Dan Martin? And Rowan, whatever his name was. Dan Rowan and
Laugh-M, yeah. Do you have any insight as to this new gambling casino that's supposed to be in Margate at Sample and State Road 7?
No.
You heard about this?
Yeah.
But you don't know if it's going to happen or what.
Well, if it does happen, I'll tell you this. The people at the Paramutuals are going to be running for the hills, I'll tell you that.
Yeah,
I'm all for it. I say, if they let the Indians open up a full-blown casino, then all of a sudden they'll say, well, you know, even though it's immoral and the world will come to an end, we can't let them have all the money, and so we'll have to make it legal. You mark my words, that's going to happen.
That's your...
The only thing that can save this town from total destruction is casino gambling. I think the odds are pretty long, but that's the only thing that can salvage anything for this godforsaken sinkhole that we're in.
Well, unfortunately, if we continue with this governor, it'll never happen.
Don't be too sure, man.
Well,
the Indians get it?
I hope so. I'm with you.
He may get a brand new religion. Maybe his brother will give him some of that white powder, you know. Have a great day, pal.
You too.
Yeah, they're not talking about that, I noticed down here, George W. And they're also not talking about the Beth Friedman story. Just like, you know what amazes me? You have all these headline stories, and everybody gets whipped up about them, and there are pictures on the front page of the newspaper for a day or two, and then they vanish. And I have a feeling the media could come up with a lot of egg on their puss on this story, which wouldn't be the first time, because what if it turns out that these people just did make up the stories to get even, that there was some vendetta there because she made a move out and they weren't, well, whatever the deal was. Because lawyers, I mean, most of them are full of crap, but you know, just by accident, once in a while, they tell the truth. Maybe there was no drugs and there was no sex and all of this was just fabricated as a way of paying back or whatever. You know, maybe, I'm not saying, I don't know. But isn't it interesting how just a few days ago, like the ass end of last week, Thursday, Friday, front page of the newspaper, here's the name, the local TV channels are hyperventilating, and now have we seen a word about it since?
No.
No. Just like that prostitution ring in Kendall.
No.
It vanished into thin air. Very, very strange. And if this was a community where anybody was really paying any attention, where people really gave a crap about things that were more important than was Danny, what kind of a suit did he wear yesterday to court? You have to really wonder. Yeah. Like I said, what time's TRL coming on? 4 before 11. Well, I got different guest hosts on today, so who gives a crap? 4 before 11 at 560 WQAM.
Only in the Banana Republic, baby. Only in Miami.
Well, you can tell by the way you use my voice. boy. See, I'm in this race since I was born, and I'm hung just right in the every corner. Won't you try to understand what you call a girly man? I suspect I might be gay, cause I prefer to go the other way. Rather disbelieve it or hide in the feet, cause I'm a feminine guy, feminine guy. I'm a little twisted and I am this twisted. I'm a feminine guy, feminine guy. Most people love me, but some wanna close me. I'm a feminine guy, feminine guy.
Feminine guy, feminine guy, feminine guy, 1102 at 560 WQM. So anyway, there is an editorial in the Sun Sentinel today, and of course, they're all over the place as usual. They got a couple of points right. Now, you were talking the other day when I went to the airport about double standard. I heard that little tidbit before I got there. And that's what the editorial is about. It says, yes, boys can be victims, too, as far as sexual abuse. And it, but then, in the inset, see, the Sun Sentinel, you're living in such a prissy, unreal world. That's the problem with you people of the Sun Sentinel. You're worse than the Herald in that regard. You're the biggest bunch of goody-two-shoes assholes I've ever encountered in my life. The inset says, the law rightly regards children under 18 as not emotionally or mentally mature enough to make a fully informed decision about having sex. And let me say it again, like I said last week, almost every other country I can think of, the legal age for having sex is considerably less than that, and certainly 16 or 17 is plenty old enough in this country, especially with the way kids are today. The law rightly regards... See, it's always this goody-two-shoes posture about the evil sex that was going on. Always the Herald were the ones that said the thing about the semi-orgies, the semi-public orgies at the swing clubs. And now we got the, and the casino gambling is evil, and it'll make you go blind. And then we got the thing about 18 is rightly regarded. You know, something, if I had a dollar for every kid in America under the age of 18 that's having sex, I'm not talking about with, 40-year-old teachers. I'm just talking about every kid under the age of 18 that's having sex. I wouldn't be sitting here wasting my time right now, I'll tell you that, reading some stupid paper. What, Joe's having sex with a 14-year-old girl? Oh, we better not say it on the air then. Here's Hallandale. Hello.
Neil, how you doing?
Okay, sir.
I had a couple comments. One, I wanted to call yesterday. I didn't have time to. You were talking about George W. Bush, how he basically didn't answer any of the questions about his drug use.
Yeah, well, he answers to a certain point, and they says, that's as far as I'm going to go. I'll answer this, but I won't answer that.
Yeah, I think it's a good point you raised, though, because it's pretty well known that, you know, he liked to do some of the hardcore drugs that he's putting some people in jail for.
Well, what do you mean it's pretty well known? Who said that? Where do you get that?
It's pretty well known that he was a big party animal. He did some coke. He was a big, heavy boozer.
It's not pretty well known. They don't have any evidence that he did coke. I mean, you're just saying it. I can say you're doing coke right now. You're just saying it. So have a nice life. But the fact is that the refusal to deny it and then saying he hasn't done it. You know, if you say I haven't done it in the last 5 minutes, that means maybe 6 minutes ago you did do it, because it's kind of bizarre that that's the way he phrases it. And like I said yesterday, it's really sweet to see the shoe on the other foot now, and all of a sudden some of these right-wingers squirming and squirming like crazy. All these goody-two-shoes bastards. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T line. Here's a lady in Miami. Hello. Lady in Miami.
Hey.
Yes, ma'am.
I was just wanted to mention that, you know, I'm 18 now, but... Back when I was 16, I was having sex. I mean, I was old enough to decide.
Yeah.
And another thing, I want to agree with you. Jennifer Lopez does have a really nasty body.
She's gross.
She's disgusting.
Yeah, you're right. Did you see TRL yesterday?
No, I missed it.
Oh, damn. Nick and Jeff from 98 Degrees. Beat the hell out of Carson A-Day. Okay, have a great day, sweetheart.
All right, thanks.
Okay. There you go. And then this editorial goes on to say it's talking about double standards and boys can be victims. And I agree, you know, it was really something here. All these guys, oh yeah, well when I was 13, I had this, real hot school teacher. You know, I hate to break the news to you, and I'm the last person to be a prude or a goody two shoes, the very last online in the human race to be a prude. But let me tell you this, teachers having sex with their students is not okay. It's not acceptable. It's not kosher. It's, grotesque. Just like priests having sex with the altar boys and nuns having school with whatever they call the female version of that, it's unacceptable. And yeah, you enjoyed it when you're 13 or 14 and 15, and we can understand that, okay? It's wrong. If society's going to make decision value judgments on these things, they have to say no to that. But then I love that when they go on and they say in this editorial here this morning, which, as usual, like I said, they're all over the place. The accusations against Friedman are sickening. The boy, now 16, claims Friedman not only had sex with him on numerous occasions over 18 months, but sometimes asked other students to watch them having sex and plied him with illegal drugs, including marijuana and cocaine. The accusations are sickening. Well, you're not, but they're only accusations. And there is no more on the news pages. All of a sudden, all the information about this has run dry. And then there are a lot of suspicions about the whole scenario there, the family moving in with them, and what the financial arrangements were, and who knows. But the accusations are sickening. They're disgusting. They're probably puking their guts out all over their goddamn big desks over there, or all over their Brooks Brothers suits at the Sun Sentinel editorial office. They're so sickened and nauseated by it. God, what anybody would give in this town for a real newspaper, you know? And what we'd give here for a few real callers on this show. Like I said, I turn on Joe Zagacki, turn on any of these moronic shows, and there's this endless supply. It's those same 150 people that Baldy talked about 5 years ago. He was right. He was that's one of the only things he's ever been right about when he talked about this radio station. It's the same 150, 200 nerds over and over and over again. They're always there, just lined up like a bunch of sheep. So it doesn't really make any difference if you put on Joe Zagacki or even somebody good like Mad Dog. It doesn't make that much difference because it's the same simpletons with the same idiotic mumbo jumbo. And it just tears my kishkis out to have to witness it and be a party to it. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T line. Here's a mobile in Boca. Hello.
Yeah, I'm reading about the Tony Martin trial. I see Matt Moore said that Tony Martin would be a good role model.
So let me ask you something. Why do you care? What difference does it make?
What difference does it make? It's not a role model. We love trouble with kids. We don't need kids looking.
What difference does it make about Tony Martin, sir? Why is everybody who's a sports nerd in this town so whipped up about Tony Martin?
I'm more concerned about the comment Nat Moore made that he's a role model for kids.
Yeah? Why? Has he been convicted of anything yet?
No, he's not.
So why don't you wait till the trial is over and find out if he's innocent or guilty, and then you'll find out whether he's a good role model or not, okay? That's Nat Moore's opinion. He knows him. Do you know him, sir?
No.
I'm sure you don't. God. Like I said, this is evidently a hell of a lot bigger than I thought it was. All the other scumbags that came down the pike from Lawrence Phillips, you name it, and the Cecil, well, they're not knocking Cecil because he runs like the wind, baby. He's got all those great moves. They're not knocking him. So they don't care about any of the other criminals. This guy hasn't been convicted of anything yet. And already, oh, pop, 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 you know. Crazy people, like I said. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. 6700 open lines here this morning again.
Oh, my God, your breasts are beautiful.
Hey, guys, have you ever wanted to tell your girlfriend what's really on your mind? Like when she asks, do these pants make me look fat? Well, now you can with the Mr. Hanky message service.
Hello?
A little weight problem.
Excuse me?
That's right. You've got more chins than a Chinese phone book.
What the fuck are you talking about?
With the Mr. Hanky message service, you can get it all off your chest, and she'll never even know it's you.
My gosh, your pussy stinks. I can smell it all the way over here.
You little motherfucker, I'll kill you, you piece of shit.
If her ass is getting big, let her know. Call 1-800-HANKY-1.
It's 11:13 at 5. We could use that little, I like that thing there at the end, that little, or whatever that is. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T line. I'm not going to talk about Tony Martin, especially the guys like this last guy who's already convicted him, okay? He's a bad role model because he laundered drug money. He's on trial, sir. Can't you wait a couple of more days, a few more days? Can't you wait till I go on vacation? Because, quite frankly, it's nauseating to me to keep hearing this, especially in light of the fact that all the other scumbags, people who have been convicted of grotesque crimes, they got nothing to say about any of them. But because Dan Marino went and testified as a character witness yesterday, now all of a sudden this is a big story again, and everybody, pop, 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 all these great sports fans, that's all they want to talk about. Brian Murray, that was on there this morning, making excuses for Rob Niedermeyer again about how he needs to hit somebody in the head once or twice, and then the fans will like him better, which is a pile of crap, and making excuses and covering up all the bad deals he made, which is why they had to waste all the money paying off the Kirk Mullers of the world. You know, you're not fooling anybody, okay, Brian? You're a good guy, but you made, you know, some good deals and too many bad mistakes, too many bad, bad moves, and the worst move, bringing in your brother, who's a hard ass, and the team don't want to play for, which is the reason that the whole season hinges on Pavel Bure's knee, and if he stays healthy, yeah, this team might be able to make the playoffs. But the problem being that this team never develops the youngsters in the organization. They're all these promising kids. They never get any better. But like Rhett Warner, they trade him to Buffalo, and all of a sudden, bada-bing, he's playing great. He's in the goddamn Stanley Cup Finals. He's playing like a superstar. He's playing dynamite defense. So maybe there's a little problem somewhere in the organization, okay? It's not the youngsters in the organization, but somebody in the organization that don't bring them along, don't develop them into what they their potential might be. Maybe that's a possibility. Did they ask that question this morning?
No.
No. They were too busy sucking around. Here's a mobile in Miami. Hello?
Neil.
Yes, sir.
Man, that Bob Butterworth and that Ken Jenny are the worst thing that ever hit Florida in like a million years.
Yeah.
These guys put, I mean, Bob Butterworth went around the state, and he put me out of business with his moral, you know, BS.
Put you out of business with what?
I used to, you know, well, I do various forms of lending, but I used to do auto title loans.
Yeah.
And we got called everything from loan sharks to predators to whatever. Okay, so we're out of business now.
Yeah.
Where are these people getting the money? They ain't getting it nowhere else. I get about 30 phone calls a day, and these people can't get the money
nowhere
else.
Okay, well, listen, try Georgia. They're a lot better up there, I hear. Here's a mobile in Weston. Hello.
Hello, Neil?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Neil, how you doing?
Okay.
One thing, Miss Friedman, that teacher. My son's 16 years old, and he goes to that school. On the newspaper, did you say the school in Hollywood?
Did I say that the school was in Hollywood?
Yeah, that's what I thought you said. You were
reading off. She lives in Hollywood. I don't know why. I don't remember where the school was.
No, the school was in Margate. My son went there, and actually, he was telling me that the teacher was
Silver Lake Middle School.
Yeah, in Margate.
Right.
My son said she happened to be a real good teacher. Got along with all the guys. I don't mean sexual or anything like that. The kids and everything liked her. She was straight going. All the kids liked her.
Yeah.
When he found out about it, actually, I haven't heard the name yet, but I'm gonna be, you know, I don't know what kid it is, but when he found out about it, he couldn't believe it. Also on Jennifer Lopez, I think you should stick to 98 Degrees and all those other guys. Jennifer Lopez is very, very hot.
No, she's not.
Yeah, leave that to the guys.
Sir, I'm asking the guys in here, and they all said the ones that saw the making of the
video. Oh, come on, the guys in there, they don't want to argue with you. They'll know you keep going and going.
Yeah, George never likes to argue with me, no matter what I say. You know, he always.
Yeah, stick to 28 degrees.
Okay, thank you. I'll stick to 28 degrees. Yeah. Stick to that guy stuff, you faggot. You don't know nothing about women. Sir, I got to tell you right now, I have impeccable taste, okay? In fact, I'm sometimes astonished and appalled at the really crappy taste that a lot of you straight guys have got. See, real good-looking straight guys with real skanky-looking broads, or the other way around. Real beautiful women with guys that look like Lyle, I love it. Just like the guy in that 98 Degrees video. That's there at the altar with the Doritos girl there. That they're all like, huh? The guy that she winds up marrying, that where they don't.
I can't tell them apart except the one albino.
She doesn't marry any of those. You missed the whole point of the video. You're so obsessed looking at her boobs, you missed the whole point of the video. They're all like doing her and whatever and courting her and giving her rings, and she's at the altar, and they said the breaks come on there in a song, and they show she's getting married to a guy who looks just like Lyle. I love it. You never saw that guy?
I thought it was one of the band.
Even the albino don't look that bad. Now, even he don't look that bad. You better get with it, okay? And quit arguing with me like this guy said. Yeah, George will agree with everything I'll say. Not. Usually disagrees just to be a prick, rhymes with spick, just as a personality. If you want to think that Jennifer Lopez is really hot, I'm happy for you, okay? What they can do with makeup and camera angles and all this other, that's why they shouldn't be doing that. That whole series, the making of the video, is a tremendous disservice to a lot of these performers because they show you how marginal a lot of them really look. Now, Britney, on the other hand, I'll grant you, without the makeup, she didn't look quite as, she looked okay. And whether they were real or not, I don't think anybody really cares. Exactly. That's where they're floating right now. Here's a mobile in Fort Lauderdale. Hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Okay.
I want to talk about these right-wingers' hypocrisy. Yesterday, Jerry Falwell was on Hardball, or was it Geraldo Rivera, and he was saying that the distant past doesn't...
Okay. A little worked up today. Now we got him going. That's good. He said it's the same effing something like that.
By the way, I'm supposed to tell you that the guy at the altar is Screech from Saved by the Bell. which I would have no idea about.
Saved by the Bell is that silly show that's on Saturday morning, whether you want to see it or not, on NBC, that you just can't get away from, that's in reruns for the 8-minute time. Screech. Now that they mention it, he still looks the same, a little bit older, but he still is just as grotesque as he was on that show. See, every show like that's got to have a nerd. Every school show, just like, what was the show with John Revolta was in? What was that show?
Welcome Back, Cotter.
Welcome Back, Cotter. Now, what was the nerd on that show?
Horseshack.
Horse crap. Yeah. Every show like that in TV, always got to be one nerd. Just like there's got to be nerdy parents like on Happy Days, there's got to be Tom Bosley, and the parents are always like real goofballs and real, you know, a real good reflection of American life. 5670560, pound 560 on the 18th. Give me Archie Bunker and the George Jefferson any day of the week, and Edith, too. Edith, that is. Here's a Boynton Beach. Hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, sir?
Okay.
First time, long time, and a fellow foot flusher.
Yes, sir.
Got a question for you about...
What do you mean, fellow foot flusher? I'm not a foot flusher.
Oh, well, you know, all the other foot flushers out there.
Okay, not me.
Hey, you know, I got a little insight to that foot flushing thing.
Yeah.
You know, when I was younger, I used to have a job where every once in a while I had to, you know, clean the restrooms.
Mm-hmm.
I think these people bend over and aim their ass at the toilet and just let it fly.
Yeah.
You know, after you've seen that so many times, you don't want to touch the thing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I got a question for you about Florida law enforcement. What the heck is going on with these signs out on the street, speeding fines doubled? What is that crap?
That's arbitrary. In other words, if there's construction there or there's been construction any time in the last 600 years, or if they just are in a bad mood when they get up in the morning, they just
put the heck is it? I mean, what's the cop write on the ticket? Oh, by the way, Judge, double the fine? I mean, you go into court and they say, hey, we felt like putting a sign up?
No. He'll just write out whatever the fine is based on where he gave it to you.
I'd like to know by what legal means they're allowed to do that.
And see, now you're nitpicking, sir. This is Florida. They don't worry about legal means. Like I said, it's arbitrary. And if they decide that, it's just like the FCC. They pick and choose which words we can say and which words we can't, what topics we can discuss, which ones we can't, and go try and argue with them. Okay, Sioux City Hall, you know.
Hey, maybe we can put some of our own signs up, whatever we want, you know.
Yeah. How about we put up signs today? No speeding fines in
the show. Right, how about no speed limit, period?
Right, there you go.
There you go.
Okay, pal, get busy.
Thanks.
Another foot flusher. I'm sorry, to each his own. If that makes you feel a little bit safer, but the people that are really germ neurotic, I'm just a little worried that someday they're going to be like Howard Hughes on a bad day. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T line. See, there's a message here. I know it's really dangerous, and even I was getting a little carried away with that Beth Friedman story because it was right on the front page. But, you know, she deserves to have her side of the story told. But it would seem to me that in a case like that, instead of disappearing for a day, although I can understand she was in total shock and psychosis, but instead of just disappearing, there should be an immediate denial. This never happened, and here's what really happened. Now let's go to court and figure it out. As opposed to letting the media crucify you and then trying to, like, you know, win your reputation back, which don't work too good. Here's Pompano Beach. Hello.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Actually, I'm at Tamarack right now. Christina Aguilera is in the front page of the Sun Sentinel Lifestyle today. I don't know if you want to check that out.
Yeah.
And cops are out on University and McNabb Road. I know no one under the age of 112 drives down that road. Watch out.
Okay.
That's all I got for you.
I'd say slow down, but in their case, I don't think they could.
No, I doubt it.
Okay, thanks for the bad news.
No problem.
Yeah, here's Christina, the Mouseketeer that roars. She was a Mouseketeer, by the way, and looks every bit the part. Now, that's a pretty flattering picture, okay? She don't look too bad. Not great, but she, for her, that ain't too bad. Christina, if you saw her last night on TRL, she's got a hawky, beaky nose, okay? And she's real, real scrawny, and her fingers are like pencils. I mean, she's as scrawny, she looks anorexic. And if that's your thing, there are guys that are into anorexic chicks. Okay, if that's what you like, believe me, Christina is your bag. And I underline the bag part. She ain't nothing. Look at all the beautiful people that are roaming around. Just like when they do these beach shows, for example, the shots that we see for about a half a second because there are a bunch of sadists on there on MTV. So when you see somebody really, really good, whatever it is, they have a real quick shot on them, and then they move on to somebody grotesque, usually some island person. Oh, I'm sorry. Shouldn't have said that, should I? Should I have said that?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, because it's the big tease, you know. But when you think of all the really beautiful people out there, and then they take these marginal people. See, I could understand it if it's somebody who's really talented, if they can really sing, if they're great singers, you know. Is Jennifer Lopez a great singer?
No.
Is Ricky Martin a great singer?
No.
Huh? Is Christina Aguilera a great singer?
No.
No. And if you start with the Nick from 98 Degrees, who happens to be a great singer, whether you know it or not. 567. Now, don't be disagreeing. That guy will call back, which is the last thing I need. He'll be talking about Tony Martin again.
Whatever you say, man.
Tony Yip. 567-0560. Yeah, he's a better singer than Ricky Martin. Remember old Tony Martin? I bet you don't remember him. He couldn't sing either, by the way. Here's Oakland Park. Hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
I'm so sick of these lawsuits. If anybody should be sued, it should be that Joe Suzuki for impersonating a radio.
Suzuki, I love that. Suzuki, I love it.
Yeah. How about your lawsuit? How's that going?
What lawsuit is that?
The WIOD.
Oh yeah, there we go. That's the Bridgestater asshole again. To that guy.
Idiotic.
Yeah, that is idiot. See what I'm saying? It must be, it's just before Labor Day now, and I'm going on vacation very soon, not soon enough, but it must be now we've bottomed out. You know, I've been predicting it all summer, and actually we've held up okay, but I think we finally bottomed out. We're down to the dregs. There couldn't possibly be anybody here now except losers like this guy. How's that lawsuit with the bridge test? Yeah. Oh boy, 5670560. We're hanging on by a shoelace, baby. #560 on the AT&T wireless line. We got the Mad Dog.
Yes!
Not at Dolphin Camp, but in studio today. Probably the phone line broke down or something crapped out over there, as usual. That's one good thing, you know, when you're technically inept and real cheap like this outfit is, always schedule a lot of outside remotes. That's always a real, real good idea. 1126 at QAnual.
Prince Thomas is a douchebag. Oh!
We at Strong Brew know that watered down sucks. So to demonstrate this, let's eavesdrop on this Saturday night date.
Hey, Julie, want to get naked?
No.
Why not?
It's our first date.
So what? Let's get naked.
Go away. You're moving way too fast, hormone boy.
Now, let's check back in after just one Strong Brew.
So, want to get naked now?
Sure, I'd love to, Fred.
I'm not Fred, I'm just... whatever, call me what you want.
Watered down sucks. Strong Brew is 300% alcohol by volume and guaranteed to get a buzz on.
Tastes like fish.
Five different flavors to choose from. Strong Brew.
It's 11:30 at 560 WQM. This just in, thanks to whoever faxed this to me, I don't know where this came from. James Pruitt, a disappointing wide receiver who played three seasons with the Dolphins in the 1980s before they gave up on him, was arrested Tuesday by federal drug agents. Three others were arrested with him. An agent seized 4 kilograms of cocaine and $27,000 in cash.
Only $50.
The arrest occurred at Pruitt's Columbus, Georgia home. Pruitt, 35, was charged with drug trafficking. Pruitt played with the Dolphins from 1986 to 88, mostly as a backup to Mark Clayton and Mark Duper. A native of Los Angeles, Pruitt attended Fullerton State. Police said the cocaine they seized is worth an estimated $400,000.
Only $50.
So there you go. As the beat goes on, baby, it's kind of a Dolphin thing. 5670560, #560 on the AT&T line. What you just told me, I was already just hanging on by a string. I think the string just broke. What you just told me about Power 96 taping a TV commercial in the QAM studios. You mean in the sports studio over there?
Or something like that.
How do you like that? The Power 96 sports, the morning nerds, were in the QAM studios yesterday taping a TV commercial in our studios. Which I don't understand because they got state-of-the-art studios.
Right now.
Huh?
Right now.
They're in there right now?
As
in over there?
There.
Taping a TV spot?
Right now.
And we get nothing? We don't get a goddamn sandwich board, much less a phone system in here that works? Thank you, Greg. And I'm so excited to learn that Chicago sports radio sucks. Thanks for the good news, even though they don't have Joe Zagacki yet. You think it's bad now? 5670560, #560 on the AT&T line. And they got no interest in anything here today. Yesterday, the same thing. Here's a mobile in the ranch. Hello.
Hey,
oh, we got line 8. Okay, we got line 8 sooner on line 1. That line don't work, so let's take our last call in Homestead. Hello.
That's line 6. You have to press the button harder than that.
Homestead.
Good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, listen, I just turned on the radio and I heard you make mention of Tony Martin. Was that in any particular context?
Pardon
me?
What do you mean, any particular context?
Well,
what does that mean?
I hadn't heard his name in about a zillion years.
You hadn't heard his name in about a zillion years, Tony Martin, that was signed by the Dolphins?
Oh, I'm talking about the singer.
Get out of here. We're not talking to old farts, okay? That's the only call I had. I'm going to talk to this guy, Tony Martin, the singer, from before Jesus was a baby. Are you crazy, sir? Oh, my God. What did I tell you about what we got left here, man? We're playing with an empty deck. 567-0560. Don't answer the phones. I'll take care of it, okay? Just relax. Just keep doing your show with Joe in there. WQAM.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, George, how are you?
Okay.
Can I talk to Neil, please?
Sure. Where are you calling from?
Boca Raton.
Okay, let's go to Boca. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Boca.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Turn that radio off, please.
How are you, sir?
George must not have told you to turn that radio down. Turn that radio off, please.
How are you, sir?
Great.
I just wanted to mention to you that that South Florida made it to Extra the other night concerning those teachers who were caught in that sex club.
The swing club, yeah.
All over the world now as the sexually repressed capital of the world.
Right.
I mean, doesn't that bother you just a little?
What do you mean, doesn't it bother me just a little? What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to do cartwheels here now and start crying? Of course it bothers me. What am I going to do about it, sir?
What happened to our rights?
You don't have any rights. You live in South Florida, man. Ken Jenny decided you don't have any rights.
It infuriates me with people selling crack on the street. People can't do what they want.
Well, maybe they got a crack problem. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay. All right, Neil. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the bad news. Okay. Like, that's a bulletin, okay? See, the things that I bring up weeks ago, now all of a sudden this guy just discovered, hey, it's all over the world that we're embarrassing. Hey, well, how about that? WQAM.
Hello?
Yes, sir?
Hi.
Hi.
I want to talk to Neil.
Where are you calling from?
Danbury, Connecticut.
Okay, let's take a call from Danbury, Connecticut. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Neil?
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Okay.
Good. I finally got on the internet here. I got you, and it sounds pretty good.
Great.
Finally, everybody around here can hear you correct.
Everybody in the world is listening. Too bad we don't have a toll-free number, so you wouldn't have to be paying for this call, but at least we picked it up real quick, right?
Oh, you picked it up in seconds.
Excellent. That's right, because we knew you were calling long distance.
That's right. Broadcast.
We got Phil Griffin here doing her psychic readings on the phone lines.
All right, good. Well, I just want to let you know that everybody up here is listening to you, and be prepared for the frogs coming down from Canada.
Okay.
Because they're running everybody off the road here.
Okay, thanks for the bad news.
See you later.
All right. There you go, Danbury, Connecticut. See what I'm saying? When I pick up the calls, they're from all over the world because I got the magic touch. Just ask Shirley Peters on there. She'll tell you on Much Music. WQAM.
Hey, another call from Boca. How are you?
All right.
All right. I heard you talking a little bit about Tony Martin, a singer earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You know he's not a distant cousin of Dean Martin, but Dean Martin, you can buy his new tapes, the best roast.
His new tapes?
His old tapes.
Dean Martin is making new tapes?
And believe it or not, they're 6 feet under, but they're not very clear. They're kind of scratchy.
Mm-hmm.
But you can buy the best roast ever from Dean Martin, and he refers to Tony Martin, a singer, at least 3 or 4 times during those tapes. So I'm glad you're bringing up the local topics about Tony Martin.
Okay, thank you. Woo! Wow. WQAM.
Yeah, I caught a chunk of the first team this morning, and I heard that Brian Murray said something about the organization.
The organization. You got to say it right, so the organization.
I was just wondering what kind of comments he made, if he was talking about making any kind of trade.
No, he said maybe one little fine tune later on if they get somebody cheap, but other than that, what you see is what you get. That's what he said.
Oh, a lot to look forward to. All right, thanks a lot, Neil. See you at the games.
Okay. Oh, by the way, speaking of seeing at the games, I forgot to mention the good news yesterday. Last month, I get a letter from the Panthers. It's my statement. Balance due, whatever it is. Amount due, this statement, zero. Nothing due right now, okay? So I'm assuming there will be another statement coming when I pay off the rest of the deal, which the station reimburses me for if I live long enough, and no problem. So I forget about it. Yesterday, I get a thing from the Florida Panthers, and it's not a bill for the remaining balance. It's a, you're past due, man. Where's the money, sweetheart? It was due August 19, which I'm supposed to be psychic, because I never got any notice that it was due August 19. Now they've given me till the 27th, which is 3 days away, so I immediately made out a check, put it in the mailbox last night, went rushing to the post office, put it in the mailbox to make sure they get it by tomorrow at the very latest, which is the 25th. It would help you guys. I don't want to say that you don't know your left hand from your right and you don't know what you're doing over there at the Macarena and that organization, but your billing practices are a little bit bizarre, okay? How can I be past due and not pay the payment when you tell me I don't owe anything last statement? You clowns, you idiots, you. WQAM.
Why don't you stick with Jan and Dick?
WQAM. Yeah, we're going back to Janbury at 12 o'clock hour. QAM.
Yeah, Neil, I'm calling from Gainesville.
Yes, sir.
And you know, in this whole world about people killing each other and people have guns everywhere and everything. The biggest story in Gainesville is that the president of the university is resigning this week.
Yeah.
And,
hey, I got news for you. The front page of the Herald this morning, that's the front page story, the upper right-hand corner. Like, that's the biggest story in the world, is the president of FU is resigning this week.
Yeah, and that's the front page of our papers, the front page of the Tampa paper.
How do you like that? Like, exactly. Couldn't have said it better myself. Oh, that's right. Let him go be president up there with the semen holes or something like that. 22 before noon at 560 WQAM. You know,
spider vein, old broad gap, spider vein, blue with red, it's really gross, that's why they invented pantyhose to wear over their legs, to hide the spider vein. Combined with cellulite, it's not a pretty sight to see, it's more like looking at a graphic family profile. Women on 13 all day, or giving birth in a frequent way, it veins that spread and grow inside, from her ankles to her thighs, all up and down her legs, you'll get the spider veins. Up and down her legs, she's got spider veins.
It's 11:43 at 560 WQM. A little screenless action here for a while, just you know, just for a little variety. See if that is that going to help you, think?
No.
We'll see. Got a call in here from Connecticut. We got two inane calls from, well, one good one, one bad one from Boca. That's not bad, 50%. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. WQAM, hello.
Football rules.
No, good. Football rules. There you go. There's one of those sports nerds. Football rules. Now, there's one of our QAM people. You know what I'm talking about? There he is. Football rules. Football. That's not with a T, by the way. That's F-O-O-B-A-L-L-L-L. Football. All right, bozo, moron, idiot, imbecile, simpleton, jackass. Nice going, Greg. God bless you, baby, and your goddamn sports format. It's like getting out a gigantic magnet, just attracting every moron, every no life, no brain. And you know something? Back in the days when we were on, I don't want to say IOD, and they were doing this crap over here, and they were doing their two shares, it was kind of laughable. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. WQAM.
It's my birthday. Will you help me blow out?
WQAM, hello.
Neil, what's going on?
Yes, sir.
Doing two jobs today, huh?
I'm doing a job.
Hey, question for you. Why can't politics nowadays just focus on the issues at hand and never mind trying to find garbage on everyone?
Sir, I hate to break the news to you, but if somebody wants to be the president of the United States and wants to, you know, have his finger on a button that could blow up the whole world, I think that we ought to know probably a little bit more about him than what they decide that they're going to tell us or not.
No, I agree.
I think that if somebody has got a compulsive, personality, whether it's a booze or whether it's drugs or whatever it is, if somebody's got that kind of a problem, and whether it's present or past, there's always the possibility it could make a comeback.
Okay, well, I agree what you're saying, but my thing is, focus on the issues, and if there's anything that would make
focus on the issues, are you talking about George Bush? When's he going to start doing that?
Okay, I know that. I think he's a terrible candidate, okay? But first of all, they're trying to get him out, first off, by showing his background.
Nobody's trying to get him off. They're trying to make him answer questions. He's the one that brought up the business about how he could pass the national security test back when his father was elected to president. He could pass the test. He could still pass it today. And they're asking, well, what about before then? And he's going,
I think he's losing credibility by not addressing the issue and saying yes or no.
Sir, that's right. All it requires is a
yes
or a no.
No.
That's it. That's all it requires. Very simple.
Bottom line is, Neil, the reason why he doesn't want to do that is because he has some of the strictest drug laws in the country. And if he goes out and says, yeah, I've done cocaine when I was in my early 20s.
But, sir, when you've already said that you haven't done it in the last 25 years since you were 28, that's like an admission. That's a tacit admission that you did it before you were 28, and he's putting people in jail every day of
that's
every month
saying
of every
exactly
year
I'm
in the
I'm
state of Texas.
Why wouldn't he come out and either say yes or no?
So then why would you start out by saying then? Why don't we just stick to the issues? It is
No. What I'm saying is there should be a combination. I mean, all right, number one,
okay, thank you. Yeah, we talked about Tony Martin. Let's bring out Sammy K too, huh? Benny Goodman. A little swing and sway with Sammy K. Or Sammy Smith, one or the other. Yeah, there you go. You do something useful. God almighty. I mean, you talk about doing a tap dance, sir. The fact is, if somebody wants to be president and they've got some kind of a, you know, a problem or did have in the past, the public has a right to know about that. I don't think that people want somebody sitting there with their finger on a button who's had a drinking problem, whether it's 5 minutes ago or 25 years ago. And regardless of whether they want or not, I think they are at least entitled to make that judgment. That's all. If we're supposed to be worried about who is screwing whom, I don't think that's really going to make a hell of a lot of difference. WQAM.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
Hey, your show is pretty good.
WQAM. WQAM.
Speak to Neil.
Speaking.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Man, you must be delayed.
What can we do for you, sir?
Well, I wanted to talk about...
In between bites, what can we do for you?
Yeah, I'm having kind of...
Yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah, it sounds pretty good.
Hey, I just wanted to talk about Mayor Pinga.
Yeah.
What's he doing?
WQAM, hello.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
Just Mobile in Lauderdale.
Speaking.
I want to say you're doing a great job. Need more people like you speaking out.
Mm-hmm.
And I listen to you all the time, and you help the day go by a lot better.
Don't say Dago.
For all us working schleppers. I'm a Dago myself, Neil.
All right.
And listen, I want to say we need a new stadium in Miami like we need five more Cubans.
Okay, thank you. WQAM.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Neil?
Yes.
Yes, I want to know. When WNBA coming to Miami?
What?
When WNBA coming to Miami?
What is it?
I say.
WQAM.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Great.
So, how are the Republicans going to answer
like
this
question? Spot, by the way. What is it?
I said, how are the Republicans going to answer this question? How can they back this
guy? What do you mean the Republicans going to answer the question? No, it's not up to them. It's up to the Bush people. He doesn't have the nomination yet.
They are coalescing around this.
No, they're
guy.
Not. No, they're not.
Wait.
You asked me a question. I'm trying to answer, and you're telling me, wait. Okay, you go ahead and I'll listen to you. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Now, they're coalescing around this guy because he is the only one that can beat Gore.
Sir, they're not coalescing around him. If you saw the talking head shows on Sunday morning, they're doing anything but. They're ripping him an ass. And
well, you got Bauer and Hatch ripping him.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're rubbing their hands together with glee. That's right.
Absolutely. And they should rub their hands together with glee.
That's right.
Okay. Because these guys ripped him in 92. They ripped Clinton in 92.
Yeah.
Unmercifully.
Right.
Okay. And they talked about his Vietnam War avoidance. And
sir, look, don't come to me to give you some answer as to if the Republican Party doesn't have a candidate who's worth a pack of crap. There's nothing
now,
I can do about that.
And now we're supposed to...
if the best that they can do is people like Gary Bauer and Pat Buchanan and the Steve Forbes with a personality like a dead man who makes Al Gore look like a Mexican jumping bean, that's their problem.
Well, let me tell you something. George Bush is a boob, okay, who has no substance whatsoever.
Yeah.
Ask him any question on the issue. He has no positions. Okay, he's just a boob.
Yeah.
A boob.
He just got through telling me that he's the only one that can beat Al Gore.
Well, the Republicans think he's the only one that can beat Al
Are
Gore.
Are you a Republican?
No, I'm not.
So go dance the jig, okay? Go dance in a hallway, pal. Let's have a party, okay? There you go. Let's get Sammy Kaye and his Band of Renown or whatever the hell it was in a swinging, whatever, swinging sway because you're gay. Man, oh man, these you people out there got so many problems of your own doing. Just go out and have a party, okay? Just go get drunk. Just have a big celebration, okay? Invite yours. Yeah, but he'll drop a few for you. He'll drop his doors for you. WQAM.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
What's up, man?
How you doing?
What's up?
Yeah.
Your show's pretty good, man. We're having fun over here, man.
Yeah, sounds like it. Tell her to put her pantaloonies back on. WQAM.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
Neil. Yeah, I'm live.
WQAM. Now we're getting the real South Floridians admitting their problems. There, he's lost, huh?
Yeah,
no kidding.
Have you seen the front page of the Sun Sentinel today?
Yes.
Yeah. What's the lead story? Is the Pompano High School band has a reunion?
Yeah.
And what kind of crappy, lousy newspaper is this?
Crappy, lousy newspaper called the Sun Sentinel.
Looks like a little country newspaper.
Mm-hmm. Well, look on the editorial page where it says that the age of 40 should be the legal age for consenting adults to have sex. I think that makes a lot of sense, don't you?
No.
WQAM.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you, man, F. Marino. I don't care about Marino.
Yeah.
Never did. Been living here for 13 years.
Mm-hmm. Well, number 13, there you go. Now, look at that. Number 13 in 13 years. Great minds work alike.
Never cared about Marino, man. And let me tell you something else. How come you went off a whammy, man? I missed that.
How come I went off? The embarrassment factor was too high.
Oh, man, I love that show.
Yeah.
I would stay up nights just listening.
They stole my yarmulke because I couldn't continue. Yeah, that was really a great experience there, Whammy. In fact, that was the defining moment of this town, was the whole Whammy experience. That was their idea of putting on a great local station. That was their idea of really getting involved in putting together some great local programming. Not, and by the way, the news, the sports, all of that's going off. You are aware of that, aren't you, by the way? All going off because they just can't afford it, you know?
Whammy! God, it sucks.
Uh-huh. Pretty embarrassing. I mean, they sure put a lot of effort into that production. You couldn't hear the audio. You couldn't see the video. They didn't put one creative thing in. See, I hate to break the news to those guys, even though they can't hear me, because Matty Lesham and his crowd are out there on the West Coast. I don't mean of Florida. I mean of the U.S., as far away as they could get them. But television is a visual medium. You have to put something in there. Like I said, even if they would have run, all the beautiful people from the MTV stuff, the people from Tens, if they would have put that on there. Did they do it?
No.
Did they do anything?
No.
That's why the show is not on, sir. WQAM.
Yeah.
WQAM.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Neil.
I'm listening, sir.
Yeah, how's it going?
What can we do for you?
I don't know.
Uh-huh. WQAM.
Neil.
Isn't it amazing how they just love to dial the number and hear my voice? Yes, sir.
How you doing? Well,
just as good as I was 14 seconds ago.
All right.
Great.
Neil, the other day I'm in Key West with a couple of friends, whatever, we're partying, and we're walking to look for a taxi, whatever.
Yeah.
We meet a bunch of these little girls, let me not say little girls, like 18, 19, whatever.
That's a little girl is 18 or 19?
Well, for me it's a little girl.
Yeah, how old are you?
I like little girls.
How old are you?
24.
That's not a little girl.
No, it's perfect.
Uh-huh.
So anyways.
Legal.
Yeah. So anyways, my friend starts talking to a bunch of them, and I meet these two girls, they're really pretty, whatever.
Yeah.
They're talking to them. And they're like, oh, you must be all messed up, all drunk. And I'm like, no, I'm on crack. They're like, you're on crack? I'm like, no, I'm a Schweitzer. And, Neil, there were two Yiddish little Jewish girls. And when I said that, I go, no, do I look like a Schweitzer? She goes, they're dirty animals. Could you believe that?
Yeah.
You could?
And?
No, nothing, whatever.
Okay, thanks. So let them lose their souls. Maybe she saw The Godfather one time too many. WQAM.
Damn, Marina sucks, all right?
WQAM.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
I have something to say to all these stupid, illiterate callers that are calling in. Don't waste the airtime. Quit calling in. There would be something else.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say, Neil.
Okay, thank you. Now, don't stop calling. Don't pay any attention to him. Just keep those phones buzzing. That's the way I like it. WQAM.
Hello?
A fantastic lesson in human nature watching this. Yes, sir.
Hey, Neil. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great.
Good. You know what? You should run for president because we don't have a damn person that can run in this country.
Yeah. Maybe Barney Fagg ought to run first, kind of pave the way for me.
And you can have George as your vice president.
No, I don't think so. I don't want to pick him. Okay, thank you. WQAM.
Hi, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Steve Nichol here. Just telling you hello.
Yeah, pretty weak. Pretty weak, Steve Nichol, okay? Pretty weak. Just telling you hello. Oh, my God. I'm going to tell you, seriously, if there's anybody who ever thought that there was a place that's the end of the earth, guess what? Open a window and look outside. You're in it. This is it. This is the end of the world. Even Skeeter Davis never saw an end of the world like this one. How's she doing, by the way, old Skeeter? WQAM.
Only if.
WQAM.
The sky is falling.
WQAM.
Hello, Neil.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
WQAM.
My bum is on alone. My bum.
See, I love the. Oh, by the way, that was number three last night. Number three on TRL, Tom Green. The Bum Bum song, number three. How do you like that? He said kids call in and vote for it, and they did. Nice going, Tom. Even though it's a horrible video, and it goes on much, much too long, and it's not even mildly amusing to be on. Have you seen it? Oh. You'll be just in shock. You'll say, well, you know, it's him, so it's got a little bit of amusement in there, but generally speaking, it's not up to his caliber of humor. But nonetheless, number three on TRL.
Oh!
Which is kind of embarrassing because Nick and Jeff were hosting the show from 98 Degrees, and they were number four. The first week on, the Bum Bum song, Tom Green. I'm amazed that anybody in this town is even allowed to watch the Tom Green show when you come right down to it. I'll tell you one thing that's still legal. I mean, any day now they may outlaw this, too, and that's great cigar-smoking pleasure from our friends at Nick Cigars. That's right. One of these days, you know, Sheriff Ken or somebody in Broward, somebody in Dade, they'll say, well, we better step in and make this illegal because people are having too good of a time smoking those great cigars. But the last time I checked, it's still kosher. It's still okay. And to play that Hank idea. Have you got it there? No, seriously, because I want to discuss this before we continue. Before the show goes on.
WQAM, Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah. Okay, so he slurred a little bit, okay? When you're fat like Hank and I am, you slur every now and then. At least you didn't say the spokesman anyway. Now, what were you just arguing about since you always agree with everything I say? And by the way, you did say Jennifer Lopez is a skank.
She looks like she's gotten punched in the nose.
Yeah, she's bad. She's gross. But at any rate, we were just talking about food, and I was trying to explain to you why is it so difficult to understand. Listen to me carefully. Atlantic City Subs, we love them. They're great, okay? Fantastic,
yes.
Good stuff. And they brought food in this morning for, unfortunately, the worst team. And nevertheless, when they bring the food in, there's some laying around. We get some because they like us, too. And I take the Italian sub that's all rolled up, and it's got toothpicks through, and it's cut in half, which is great. And I take the I don't eat the bread. I use the
right.
bread like with the bratwurst in Germany as a holder, and I eat the cold cuts and the onions and the lettuce and tomatoes all wrapped up, and it's great. It tastes fantastic, like a sub sandwich without the bread.
Right.
And every time I say to you, let's get that without the bread, you talk about a platter of cold cuts. I don't want a platter of cold cuts. Just like yesterday, Nisi sends me 600 pounds of cold cuts.
I'm talking about
I don't want that. I want a sandwich.
You.
Just get the sandwiches.
Okay.
And then you can eat the sandwich without, because otherwise every time it comes like it was yesterday.
So you want that without the bread? Is all you want?
Get the effing sandwiches is what I said. Get
okay.
it with the bread. Use the bread as a holder. Or just wipe your
rectum
with it or whatever. Why is it so difficult? I know you
That's
speak
what I said
other
the
languages
first time
other
was
than
a
English.
Big sandwich thing, like
I
said, you said no without
very
the bread.
Clear English. I don't want the bread necessarily, but if you don't understand it, you can do it. Like with toothpicks through it. Don't you understand? Couldn't you stick a toothpick through it without the bread?
Yes, and
but,
I did.
But
that.
Since that's so complicated, just get the sandwiches. I'll throw the bread away. Like here, take a look in the wastebasket, okay? Here's the effing bread. See that? There's the evidence. I never touched it. I never ate it. I never sniffed it. I used it as a holder.
My bread away this morning, too.
I used it as a holder for my meat, if I can say that.
That's why, and since Joe is an Atkins sort of guy, too,
but
I thought we would just get a cold cup platter with no bread.
There's the bread.
They don't have to waste all that bread on us because none of us are going to eat the bread.
But they don't care. How much can this bread cost them anyway for crying out loud?
They make it themselves.
So there you go, even cheaper.
Joe wants the bread.
Call Tom Green. Call Undercutter Subs. God, I mean, you talk about making a production out of nothing. Just get the sub sandwiches. I'll throw the bread away. Then there's no complicated instructions. We don't have to worry about getting a whole platter like I did yesterday. Oh, my God. I like it rolled up, you know, so like it's all together instead of like that thing I had yesterday. With all due respect, Nisi, I mean, get serious. WQAM.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Is it Neil?
Yes, it is.
Is it Roy or is it...
WQAM.
Yeah, mobile.
Yes, sir, speaking.
Neil?
Yes, I am.
Neil, George's out of control. Ever since you get the show now, he's steady up you.
He's what?
Steady bothering you. I just turned it off for a second and George, you were going at it. He didn't understand that.
Every time he gets a show, I didn't understand what you just said.
Whenever you're in your absence, he... does a show.
Right.
And ever since that, as you, anyone who has a business, you let the undergraduate start get a taste of it, he's not going to be in line.
Oh, there's no question about that. Since he started doing a fill-in on vacation, what he does is while I'm doing this show, he practices a show in there, and Joe sits in there and is the audience. He does
exactly.
another show in there with Joe Costello while I'm on the air.
Exactly. And it's very
every day, in between marking down the names of the chronic callers on that yellow pad.
And as a bad marriage, it's going to be over at some point.
Yeah.
Oh.
I guess he forgot the bird. Okay, listen, very good points there, excellent, but he's not listening, he's ordering lunch. No, seriously, I could say anything and it wouldn't make any difference because he's not paying any attention to anything I'm saying right now. He's in La La Land. See, exactly. And Joe is, Joey's just on the payroll here now. He's making up for lost time. He's just getting paid for sitting around and being an audience, which is fine. Don't bother me. How do you like that? How do you like that? Hit the jackpot, baby, and it still didn't get on the air. All right. Asshole from Hollywood. All right. A as in major.
He's an asshole.
Asshole. All right. When they start sounding like you with that whiny, whimpering voice, that's when it becomes chronic, okay? That's when it becomes un-effing acceptable. Any other questions? WQAM.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Mobile in Fort Myers.
Speaking.
Hey, Neil, listen, I just got to thank you for last week when you were talking about the pizza.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, did you go to Godfather's?
Yes, I looked it up right away in the phone book. It wasn't in there. And you'll never guess what it is. It's in a damn Hess gas station, a new Hess gas station where they got these food things up here now. And
yeah, that's
gas
the new
station.
Thing. You get gas in your car and gas
yeah.
in your ass, I guess, is the way it works. Yeah, double barrel.
Yeah.
Double
but
duty.
It was good, though. It was good. It was the same as it was before, that nice tasting sauce and stuff like that. So it was real
right.
good.
Did they have the Mexican pizza still?
No, they just had the pizzas. They would make them, and you can actually order them to go too. They don't deliver, of course, but you can go there and order those deals they have, like Domino's and stuff. But
yeah.
much better than all the other crap that they
oh,
have.
Oh, right, excellent. I'll put them on the map again, man.
All righty, Neil.
Thanks.
Nice talking to you.
Okay, there you go. We got a caller in Fort Myers who went over and tried Godfather's. Nice going, Neil.
Oh!
Well, we need Godfather's back here desperately. I mean, desperately. What a great place. It's so typical. Anything good. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
Yeah. Most of the good stuff that comes here vanishes, just like him. By the way, Eric faxed me a thing this morning about how when Howard was out in L.A., he was visiting their FM, KFI's FM, whatever that is, which they have him on in the morning. And he went to the studio at night at KFI because he's now become a big Phil Henry fan. And was sitting there watching Phil do his thing, which, of course, watching the show when Phil does it, watching the way he uses that phone and do the voices, that's really special. It's unbelievable. And I'm thinking to myself, boy, Howard could sure learn something about comedy watching the Phil. WQAM.
Maricón.
WQAM.
Porque te...
Uh-huh. See, how come your spics have nothing to say?
Those aren't my spics. Those are your spics.
No. How come your spics have nothing to say? I wasn't saying you. I mean, you take it personal again.
You said mine.
Joe is right up there. I'm saying your spics, meaning you, your people out there in Radio Land, not you.
Those aren't mine.
I just got through saying they're not yours. How come you're? Now it's yours. Jesus Christ. The guy was right that called before. Man, since you started doing these fill-in shows, you're just a maniac. You're out of control. You're a lunatic. And defensive, the most defensive professional Cuban I've ever seen in my life. You've changed dramatically over these last months. You've become like a little Cuban on legs.
I am not.
WQAM.
Hello.
Here's another one, yes?
You think Dallas Stars is...
What is it?
You think Dallas Stars is going
to win? Yeah, Dallas, when you learn to speak English, call me back, okay, baby crap? Dallas Stars, WQAM.
Neil,
yes,
God.
Sir. Speaking.
Fort Myers Mobile.
All right.
Yeah, this guy must be crazy over here thinking that Godfather's pizza is good. I took a look in there.
You took a look in there? Did you eat the pizza, sir?
I wouldn't want to.
Sir,
I looked, so
let me say it again. Did you eat the pizza? That's the question. The answer is obviously no, and guess what? You lose. We believe the other guy. Now, I'm not saying that Godfather's is necessarily the same as it was because it's a long, long time, years and years since we've had him down here. But the other guy said he actually tried it, and it was great. See, I don't go into a place and look at the pizza. You know, I try it. If I'm going to make the effort to go into the place, I'll probably try it and see what it tastes like. He reminds me of the woman that time that was shopping for a slice of pizza at Cazzoli's. Remember I told that story years ago? She was in there shopping for a slice. She was ahead of me online, and, well, she was looking at it. No, I don't want that one. And she took like 5 minutes deciding which slice she wanted while the thing was sitting there getting nice and cold. And by the way, how come we don't have hardly any places in this town like they do in any real city? Like in Toronto, downtown is pizza. It's great. I love it. Even though I shouldn't be eating no pizza with crust, but I love it. And they got a whole different variety of them. And you go in there and you order a slice, whatever kind you want, with peppers, with sausage, with pepperoni, whatever. And they stick it in the oven and heat it back up for a couple minutes. It's great. They're always mobbed, round the clock. They're always busy. How come we don't have that here? Can you imagine going to New York and not finding a zillion places out there that have pizza by the slice? Of course not. Boston, a million places. L.A., any real city. Do we have that here?
No.
No. Erzatz. 10 past noon at 560 WQAM.
It's new and it's at Burger King. Godfather Trilogy action figures. They're fun for the whole family. Collect all 10 mob action figures with each Whopper, fries, and super large drink. And that a super large drink, no exception. Get Sonny in his favorite garbage can so you can beat the crap out of Carlo after he punches out Sonny's sister. Or get the bullet-riddled body of Sonny after he gets it at the Jersey Toll Booth. Wow, isn't that great? Impress all your friends with the Don himself.
I'll make him an offer he can't refuse.
So start organizing your neighborhood now and get the Godfather action figures. Remember, it's only business, and it's at Burger King.
1215 to 560 WQ. By the way, that guy that called all surly and psychotic at me and claiming I had bad taste and I don't know my women. You know what? After he's upset because he had several masturbatory experiences. Watching the Jennifer Lopez video.
Squirt, squirt.
And you can't put it back in. And it's one of those things you can't take it back, you know? Like a compliment. You can say, hey, you're a really good guy. And then you find out he's an asshole. I take it back. You're an asshole. But.
Squirt, squirt.
You know, once it's out, you can't put it back in. Right. You can't suck it back in. WQAM, hello.
I'd like to speak to Neil.
Speaking, sir.
Good afternoon, Neil.
Buenas to you.
Good at you. I was just calling to say this is great. I'm a first time in a long time listening to the return of the lightning round and sounding like George is on his way.
It's not the lightning round. It's just that every now and then these people need a kick in the ass, and we do this for some reason. All of a sudden they come out of their shell. It's just it's the nature of this town. I've been doing it for 100 years.
Well, I hope that George isn't going to take the route of the bird.
What does that mean?
Well, you ran him off, right?
I ran him off? No, he ran himself off.
Well, fair enough. But if I have a shameless request.
Yeah.
The Barney bit. Where the Barney's taking a dump.
Yeah.
With all the gas being discussed with the Godfathers, could you play that?
I'll work on it.
Thank you so
much. Okay, I think the answer is
no.
No, it's getting pretty ponderous. You know what I'm saying? It's getting almost as ponderous as...
Idiotic.
Yeah, as that. How's that lawsuit coming, by the way, with WIC?
Oh!
How's our good friends Bob and Cheryl doing over there? You remember Bob Green, the one you took to the swing club that time? WQAM?
Neil.
Yes, sir.
You have to call and tell you thank you very much. I went to Vegas and plunged my brains out.
And was that your first time?
First time.
And?
Unbelievable.
Wasn't
what
it
a
great?
Place. The best.
Where did you stay?
The Rio.
Oh, so sorry. No, I just had a bad experience in there one time, and I hate the Rio. In addition to which, it's so far off the beaten path, why would you want to stay there?
Yeah, absolutely. I guess it was a good first time because it gave us an opportunity to decide where we want to go back
to. But you did rent a car, though, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, then it's okay.
Drove through the desert to the Grand Canyon.
Right.
Very scary ride.
But it's amazing to see all the stuff out there. I mean, out in the middle of the desert, in the middle of nowhere, how they did this. Thank you, Bugsy Siegel. God bless you.
Absolutely. And thank you, Neil, for allowing us to, or promoting it on the air, I should say, for this number of years.
Hey, believe it or not, man, there are actually places in this country where you can have a good time. This is not one of them, but Vegas sure is.
Yeah, thanks, Neil.
Okay, glad you enjoyed it.
Bye-bye.
They had a really interesting thing. I think it was, what was I watching in Toronto over the weekend on the CBC or somewhere? Oh, no, it was on A&E. It was on A&E about Bugsy Siegel and about the early days. In fact, it wasn't just about Bugsy Siegel, but it was about the early days with the saloons and the cat houses in Vegas, and then about how the war came along and they had to shut the 16th Street cat houses down, and then about how Bugsy Siegel came along. Because they already had gambling out there, which I wasn't aware of. They had some downtown, very small casinos in the 40s. And then Bugsy came along, and that's when they moved it, built the Flamingo at a very outrageous cost, and started the Strip. So thank you, Bugsy Siegel. Rest in peace. WQAM.
All right, sports fans.
Now, 2 o'clock, Jim. 2 o'clock. Can you hold it?
All right.
Thank you. WQAM.
Rob Niedermeyer sucks.
Okay, there's a bulletin for you, okay? Rob Niedermeyer sucks. That's not what I heard this morning from the spokesman. Have we had any hockey calls today?
No.
No, except that one, the little baby talk of Julio there. The daddy. Do you have any idea? How people laugh at you, sir, when you talk like that. Everybody in this community, it's such a black eye for every Hispanic of every descent when you start with that little Spanglish baby talk. The Dallas Stars, it's almost as bad as New Jersey. Can you tell me about the New Jersey Devils? You know, after you've been here, when you've lived here your whole life, you think you'd be able to learn to speak the language, okay? And that goes back to you bubonic speakers, too. Let me say it again. Peter Worrell, he speaks perfect English. He can't play hockey with a crap, but he speaks perfect English. Kevin Weeks, he speaks perfect English, okay? Mike Greer speaks perfect English. Grant Fuhr, all the dark-complected Canadians, all those people I saw in Finland, all three of them, all two Schwarzes I saw in Cologne, Germany, they speak perfect German, whatever language they're speaking. They don't be speaking bubonics. One of the most disastrous things, if anybody believes out there for a second that this isn't a disgustingly racist country, the fact that the education system and the government that operates it allow people to walk around speaking like that and graduate them through middle school and through high school and give them some kind of a piece of paper that says that they're like a human being, it's a disgrace. It's a disgrace. Give me a song and a dance about, well, you know, if it's spoken in the home, too bad, okay? How about if we don't have any more illiterate teachers? How would that be for a start? How that would be good. Teachers and principals who are speaking bubonics. And they're supposed to be able to teach kids to speak properly? What a joke that is. A big frickin' joke. How about bringing in people who are articulate and qualified and paying them some serious money to educate your kids? And you people won't stand for that because you don't give a crap enough about your kids. WQAM.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
You know, Neil, I've listened to you for years.
Yes.
And I enjoy you. I like your show.
But,
I actually call many times. There's a big butt coming.
But, okay. I can smell it, yeah.
I bet. I'm backing in. Listen, your stand with George W.,
mm-hmm.
I hate to say it, Neil, but I'm not going to call you a hypocrite, but your stand is very hypocritical.
No, it's not.
It is, Neil. I mean, I was really thinking about that, and if it had been anybody else, I know you don't like the guy because he's, you know, George's son, he's Republican,
he doesn't stand for anything. Before this business about the alleged cocaine or what drug use came out, I still didn't like him. This has got nothing to do with why I like or don't like him. He doesn't stand for anything.
I was trying to plug different personalities into that, and if anybody else had come out and had a drug use incident 25 years ago, you would be railing.
Not a drug use, cocaine. If it was marijuana, I couldn't care less. Not cocaine. Cocaine and booze. He's got an addictive personality, it sounds like to me. I don't think most people want a president who has an addictive personality, or if they do want one, I think at least they've got the right to know that before they go and make an intelligent vote. And you know that as well as I do.
But, Neil, 15 years ago, you know,
How about if he murdered somebody 15 years ago?
No, I'm saying 15 years ago, a gay guy couldn't, you know, hold a position. I mean, well, excuse the pun, but...
What does that have to do with it?
Well,
what does that have to do with having an addictive personality?
You're constantly saying that the drug laws in this country are arcane, right?
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about cocaine. Only marijuana. Cocaine shouldn't be legalized or decriminalized. Of course not. Cocaine is one of the most dangerous substances we have. It's killing this country, sir.
Well, the thing is, the guy made a mistake 25 years ago. I don't like the guy. So why
doesn't he admit it? Why doesn't he just say that?
You know, I don't know who has his ear. Maybe he's getting bad advice. But the thing is this. It's 25 years ago. I mean,
sir, you don't understand. The question is, why won't he be forthcoming? This was the thing with Clinton. He lied about this and he lied about that, all of which was true. Then how come this guy, instead of, you know, being more like Clinton, you'd think that he'd want to be exactly the opposite? Okay, I did some, I experimented with drugs. I had a booze problem. That was a long time ago. Okay, fine.
If he came out and admitted it, totally in the open, then you would have a problem with it.
I know, I would have much less of a problem, that's right.
Okay, but...
I still wouldn't support him under any circumstances, because I don't like what he stands for, but as far as that, I don't think anybody would. And that's what they're all saying. They're not saying, oh my God, this is an evil guy, because he once did a couple of lines of coke or whatever he did. They're saying he's a frickin' liar. If the answer is no, say it's no, and if not, come clean, that's all.
No, that I agree with. But just the fact that he did it, I mean, should not prevent him from, you know, running for the president.
It all depends on the circumstance. Depends on whether he had a serious problem. I mean, if somebody had a real serious coke problem and a booze problem, like I said, the public may not judge that that's the kind of person they want sitting there with their thumb on it. You know what I'm saying?
No, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. I retract my statement.
Okay, you're forgiven.
I'm backing out.
God bless you. Back out easily, carefully. 5670, that's what Al Goldstein said. 5670560. No, in Al's case, it was just and #560 on the mobile one line. See how quickly I turned him around, so to speak? No, I'm not a goody two shoes. Like I said, I'm the last person in the world to be a goddamn goody two shoes, but I still say, and it flies against all the things I know you guys out there, you want to bang your teachers, you did bang or whatever. It's not right. It's not acceptable. School teachers shouldn't be having sex with the kids. And you people out there say, oh, yeah, well, if it's my son, all right, nice going, Johnny. But if it's my daughter, yeah, blow your brains out. Or if it should be the neighborhood priest, which, of course, it probably is. And then for some reason, that's okay. Nobody seems all uptight about that, you know?
What if your son was having sex with a male teacher?
Well, that's what I mentioned about the priest. Oh, if a male teacher? Yeah, just to make sure. WQAM?
Neil, how are you?
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen, when is your incompetent management going to get eyebrows Zagacki off the air?
Sir, the incompetent management of this radio station is obsessed with Joe Zagacki, or he also has some of those naked pictures of Greg Reed with a billy goat.
Listen to what he said last night. I get in the car. I'm over here in Fort Myers listening to 770. Still live from after listening to you yesterday afternoon. Caller calls in and goes, what do you think Cecil Collins runs so good? Joe's remark, maybe he was born to run, you know, like the Bruce Springsteen song, you know? That was his comment.
Very, very good, by the way. Excellent job.
This guy is a disgrace to radio journalism.
Absolutely. Oh, journalism. Come on. You're getting carried away now.
Right. I mean, I'm pinpointing. Unbelievable. But, Greg Reed sucks. Joe Zagacki really sucks.
And on behalf of the entire staff, I want you to know that we are all, everyone in this building is embarrassed as hell, and we apologize profusely and wish we could do something. And let's go Marlins, baby. At least we got a Marlin game tonight.
Maybe he was born to run.
If he can catch the ball, he'll make the team. It's just as simple as that.
I'm on Neil's radar. I heard I got barbecue today.
Okay, pal. Come over next Monday. I think you got it made. You're hired.
Did I get barbecued? That's good.
I mean, seriously, you listen and you think to yourself, now, wait a minute, what kind of an imbecile could have put this man on the radio in a major market? You know, he makes the Lenny Martez spot sound like agency spots. Really. I'm talking about like from a real agency. That's how bad he is.
Joe Zagacki sucks.
I'm just going to play that till 2 o'clock, you know, make me feel a lot better. I would make me feel great. And then when that lunch from Atlantic City Sums comes, see, wasn't that a great idea I had instead of that going over to that place he was going to go where they help spits in the food? I don't want to mention on the air where it was. What? Well, you know that they do. Yeah. 26 after 12 at 560 WQM. Bye.
Oh, God, Neil.
WQM. In addition, by the way, the George W. guy that backed out gracefully about 10 minutes ago, in addition, like we said before and should be pointed out over and over again, when the governor of Texas is having a lot of people put in jail for cocaine use, and he himself may, see, it's a felony, it's against the law. It's not a question of, well, did he do a little bit too much booze? Yeah, you know, it's against the law, it's a felony. And when he's the governor of the state, and the state is enforcing those laws, putting people of all ages in jail for doing the same thing, who's the hypocrite? Anyway, somebody faxes me from USA Today yesterday. Look at that. We're killing ourselves with sweets. How do you like that? Thank you. Who was this? Len. Thank you, Len. From the forum in yesterday's USA Today, page 15A. And I'm not going to waste my time reading it or your time either, but it's just exactly what I said. Americans eat 7.1 billion pounds of candy a year, or about 25 pounds per person a year. I guess that leaves out the candy bar that I bought at Eckerd's last night on Broward Boulevard. As she stood there with her elbows propped on a counter, you notice nobody's got anything to say about that. Why do some of these people, and how much can those people be getting paid? Minimum wage? If she's getting paid minimum wage, she's still stealing. Because she's not working. She's just standing there. She's doing me a favor to ring up the sale and take my frickin' money. Didn't even have to put it in a bag. I put the candy bar in a pocket of my shirt, you know. Just give me the receipt, give me my change, and have a great life, and I hope I never see you again. That kind of a deal. And believe me, she won't. WQAM. QAM. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Uncle Neil.
Yes, I am.
Just wanted to see if you listened to the spokesman this morning.
Yes, I did. I talked about it, but we've had no response.
Oh, well.
So I saw him on the elevator on the way out.
Did you?
Yeah, he shook my hand, said, hey, welcome to the organization.
he said something about not being able to try to get Alexei Yashin because Yashin's going to stay in Ottawa. He's not going to stay in Ottawa.
Yeah. No, basically what he said is we're not going to spend any more money. We're putting
pocket money in here,
and we're not going to spend any more money. We might find...
They weren't going to go out there because they weren't going to spend any money.
Right.
And, you know, we could use somebody like him or even Keith Primo, but...
Ain't going to happen.
Ain't going to happen. Okay, Neil.
So say a prayer for Pavel's knee, baby.
Shameless request?
Yes, sir.
Shufro?
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
See ya. You going to play Shufro today?
No.
No. 5670560. We might play this, though. All right, let's turn that audience off. Come on. Let's do some hockey talk. Let's get the audience warmed up for those two hockey shows George is going to do during my vacation.
Oh, Panthers, we love you.
Oh, yeah. That'll really build up the audience, baby. Remember those great hockey shows we did with Rimmer?
They stunk.
Oh, they were the best. They were the best.
They stunk.
Come on. They were dynamite.
They stunk.
Come on. Okay, that's enough, Jolynn. Wonder what ever happened to Jolynn. She just headed off for Nashville, never come back. She came back. What did she do for us that one time? She did something else.
The anniversary song.
Oh, the anniversary song. Now, was that before or after? That's
before.
A good question. Yeah. She should have quit
before
right
that.
Then. Yeah, she should have quit right at that point.
She did that for you, buddy.
You are my very favorite.
Oh, because that song, you know.
You're the one that played it today.
Yeah. And?
I mean, I wasn't going to say anything back in those days, but, you know, now that I have this attitude.
Now that you're such a surly spit.
Right, boy.
And a superstar
awful.
In your own right again. Yeah. So what do you think? The Dallas Stars? 5670560, #560 on a mobile one line. WQAM.
Yes, I'd like to speak to Neil, please.
Speaking.
Hi, Neil.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing just fine.
Welcome to our Mickey Mouse radio station.
I'd like to call Sugar White Mike a douchebag.
Okay,
thank you.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. Welcome to our Mickey Mouse station where Greg Reed is busy running around telling us about how the Chicago sports stations suck. I guess he didn't hear last night on this station, huh? Because suck would have been a big compliment in that case. The worst 4 hours in the history of radio. I mean, embarrassing would have been an understatement. People are on death row for lesser crimes than putting that man on the air. WQAM.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'd like to speak to Neil, please.
Speaking.
Neil, I'm calling from my job. Me and my wife are going to Vegas this weekend, and we rented at the Imperial Palace. Is that any good?
It's in a good location.
It is?
Not a great hotel. I mean, the rooms are okay. You know, it's just don't spend a lot of time in there.
What about New York, New York? We got a package for like 4 days for $520.
Well, so why are you going to the Imperial Palace?
No, just asking because you've been there before.
Go to New York, New York. It's a hell of a lot better than Imperial Palace, man.
Really?
Imperial Palace blows to be. I mean, I don't want to say that because it sounded to me like you already were committed to stay there. No, seriously, if you can change it and get into New York, New York, do it.
I will.
Trust me.
I will. Thank you, Neil.
The only good thing about Imperial Palace is the location's pretty good, number one. Number two, there's an Ethel Lemons right next door. Talking about killing yourself with candy. That is good. And very expensive. I don't care. See, John is always saying that. Oh, it's overpriced. You know, I don't care. See, when you make a few bucks, you don't go shopping for price when you buy candy. I can get Fanny Farmer if I want cheap. You know? Although, I'll be honest with you now, Fanny Farmer, which I think started in Rochester, I do believe, and they're in Boston, because every time we go to Boston, there's a Fanny Farmer or a shop downtown. And that's not too bad. You know Farmer's Fanny?
I'm trying to think if I had it.
You never had Farmer's Fanny?
I'm not sure.
That's not too bad, but it's not in the same league with FLM. You have had FLM.
Oh, yeah.
They have that. What the hell is the kind? Is it Crispy Crunch or something like that? No, that's the name of a candy bar in Toronto. But, oh, my God. Do you know the one I'm talking about that's got, like, the coating on the outside? Oh.
Like the crushed nuts or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, like crushed just to die. I could eat, like, 5 pounds of that right now and die with a big smile on my puss. WQAN.
Joe Zagacki, Hank Goldbergen,
Joe Zagacki. Oh, yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. I'll dig that up. As a matter of fact. One moment, please. Oh, thank you, by the way, Sandy K. Gay. It's the talent is, what's, is that on? Which one is that on? I thought it was on 92. Maybe it's not in there. Is it? No way. Definitely not in there. Let's see. I'll look for it during the break, but it's definitely in here somewhere. Isn't it? I thought for sure it was
it's on one of them.
Huh?
On
I thought for sure it was on 92, which I have in my hand right now. Oh, it is on here. Okay. WQAM, hello.
Haces will forever. We will. We love Haces. Yeah, Haces rule. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Haitians rule. Could you understand? I wanted to translate. Did you get it?
Yeah, I'm on.
Okay, thank you. Haitians rule. That's not what they say in the chicken coop, I'll tell you that. 20 before 1 at 560 WQM South.
Joe Zagacki sucks, okay?
No.
The show, the daytime, all better. You never know it by the way that they are promoting. The sports, the news, the weather. It's always Hank Goldberg and Sonny Person, Joseph Gagagagagagagi. They ought to know by now.
Oi!
No one gives a crap about any of that. It's the talent that brings the money.
Crap.
And if that's all they're gonna tell. The talent is losing out. And buddy, if they screw it up, then I'm tuning out. Neil and Rick and Suss are what we're listening for. The ratings have never been. But all you'll ever see on the TV or on the billboard is the coast or the sports or the weather.
Yes.
It's always Hank Goldberg and Sonny Person, Joe Zagacki. They ought to know by now.
Crap.
No one ever listens to that other crap. It's the talent that keeps the plates running. And if that's all they're gonna tell, the talent is moving out.
Oi!
Tuning out. We're tuning out.
Those are the days when Booker Bryan was a real talent. It's 12:46 and 560 WQAM. It's, I'm thinking back to these 23 long, ponderous years I've been on here in this town. I don't think I could have survived without the great promotion I've had in every station I've worked at. You know, the only guy that really promoted me, I mean, really enthusiastically and spent a ton of money, was Paxson. There you go. Love you, buddy, bud. He said it was all a bunch of bullcrap anyway, all that other stuff. In one of his more lucid moments, which didn't have too many of them, but nevertheless. Yeah, that's what he said, all that language stuff. Ah, that's a bunch of bullshit, is what he said. After he finished talking about the goddang Italians and how they were screwing up his yacht. Nice going, buddy, but we had billboards all over. Even after I told him I was leaving, they were still putting up more billboards because Harry Penis Valentine, the very short-term, short-life program director, he said, yours is the only show on the station that's worth promoting. We're too embarrassed by the rest of the crap. How do you like that?
Crap.
That's what he called it. WQAM.
Hi. Good
yes, sir.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. How are you doing?
How are you doing today?
All right.
One of your darker, complacent listeners.
All right.
Hey, by the way, you turned me on to the Sub Center. I love the food, man.
Right.
It's great.
Good people over there, too. They are.
Yeah, they really are. I wanted to say something to you, Neil, about you talking earlier about, the whole Bush thing, the whole hypocrisy. You know, one thing that hadn't gone noticed, you're one of the few people I've ever heard even talk about this guy. What in the hell ever happened to the Bush brother? I think his name was Neil, was it? It's like, you know, Neil, when they give
that. That was George's brother.
George W.
George Sr. No, that was George. Was that George W.'s brother or his uncle?
No, I think that's his brother.
Yeah.
Because there's Jeb and George W. and then Neil. The one that was in the banking scandal?
Yeah, I know.
You notice how he just disappeared all of a sudden?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like these people who...
Well, they're trying to find another state for him to be governor of, I think, 2004, yeah.
So they could just franchise it out, huh?
Right.
It's just, you know...
It's like Godfathers. They're going to have franchises all over the country.
Absolutely. And the other thing I wanted to comment on, Neil, is just a human being, not even in terms of being a black man. You know, I'm a little sick and tired of people. You know, this whole thing with the commissioner here who's caught on tape doing stuff. You know, I pick up pieces of black press and they say, oh, Howie Gary ratted on him, and oh, he's being this and that or whatever, he should have never. And I'm like, the bottom line is
he's a crook. Yeah.
I don't care what color. You know, you have to be able to call a crook a crook.
Right.
Because you lose all credibility if you don't.
Okay, pal.
Take care.
God bless you. There you go. That's right. A crook is a crook. Well, that goes back like the O.J. thing again, you know. He was being picked on because he was black, you know, and murdered two white people. I mean, what the hell's wrong with these people anyway? WQAM, hello.
Yeah, hi, Neil.
Yes, sir.
I think you're being a little hard on Joe Shigaki.
On Joe Shigaki?
After all,
how
many radio stations will give a job to somebody on life support? You got to help the handicapped.
Yeah, that's true. I think he fills several minorities. First of all, he's got that the lips that go from ear to ear,
uh-huh.
which I think fulfills certain handicapped minorities.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, listen.
And then being personality challenged, I think, is another category.
What I think more shocking, and I use the word shocking, is ESPN giving Dan Le Batard a program on Sunday morning.
That shows you how desperate they are, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Dangle bastard.
Yes. He has a guy, a journalist from Los Angeles every Sunday, and he told this fellow last Sunday that the only reason that he was in his program was because he was a friend. So the guy who was very sharp told him, boy, you must have some real good friend in ESPN.
Mm, exactly. Well said.
I think, you know, I started elaborating my mind. What goes on? Who did this guy knows? What kind of incestuous relation.
Right. What kind of naked pictures does he have? That's the way it works around this building, is that all of the people who are here that shouldn't be here, they have naked pictures, believe me.
Yeah, but then you got a lot of pictures because you got the Three Stooges in the morning, which are also beautiful.
Right.
They
got naked pictures. Sam the Sham, he's got naked pictures. Screw Ann and Sale, she's got naked pictures.
And I know
the Water Nazi, she's got naked pictures.
Right. And can it be shown? Can they be shown, or they are very...
Can they be felt?
Not felt that, but sure. Are they worthwhile, any of them?
No.
Oh, then.
Only the Billy Goat, I think, don't look too bad. Okay, listen, have a great day, amigo. I'll give your best to Joe.
Okay.
I'll say adios to Joe. Adios, Joe. Too late. Adios, Joe. He was wanted to make a quick exit. 5670560. Thanks to our good friends at Atlantic City Subs for coming back a second time today. And you notice how much happier they were to bring us the food than they were the worst team? They just, huh? Oh, yeah. They love us. They can't stand those guys. No, Geldy's okay. The other two are, you know, kind of weak. No, actually, it was kind of interesting because after the BM embarrassment on the morning show this morning, so during the break, they're coming out, and they're all, asking me, because even Geldy knows that I'm the only hockey maven in this place.
That was a two-hour blowjob.
It was embarrassing. In fact, I think Mandich is probably going to talk about it today at 2 o'clock, about the embarrassing suck job they did again on the spokesman this morning. Even though Mandich, of course, is not hockey-intensive, at least I'll say one thing for him. I see him at some of the games. Used to see him at the old Miami Arena. At least he makes an effort to go out and see and get involved and learn something about it, as opposed to some of the bozos around here. Well, thank you. Now, look at that. Thank you so much. That's exactly what I wanted. That's exactly what I... You see, with toothpicks through it, through the bread, you take the toothpick out, you hold it like this. You fold back the things like that, the fold, like kind of fold.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you eat the sandwich without the bread. It's very convenient that way. In fact, you really need the bread because it holds it all together that way. As opposed to asking for a plate with a pile of crap on it.
Whatever, man.
No, but didn't this work out?
It works great.
And you don't have to give any special instructions, that's all. Italian sub, roast beef sub, whatever you want, and here it is, and then you eat what you want.
But they do that anyway,
They do what anyway?
Make cold cut platters, deli platters, party platters.
You know, that guy that mentioned the bird before? I don't want platters.
I understand that now.
Again.
No, we don't. I understand that now.
Because when they put it on the platter, it puts the lotion
in
the cat.
Most people
don't
make any sense of the guy that can't eat bread is going to order bread on a sandwich.
Am I supposed to feel guilty that I'm going to throw the bread away?
No.
As a matter of fact, I feel good that I throw the bread away.
Hey, I was just thinking of you, and now you're going to make me cry.
Good. WQAM.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Goldie said you were sucking up the Murray like a big Hoover.
Yeah, suck this. Goldie was out here just dying for my input, dying for my approval. Goldie said this, yeah. You're such an asshole, man. You're pathetic. Go back to New York. Oh, they won't take you? WQAM.
Hello?
Hello?
Do you watch Ricky Lake, you faggot?
Ricky Lake. Ricky Lake. How do you like that? A little kid about 2 years old. No, this faggot doesn't watch Ricky Lake, okay? Ask Daddy. He probably does. This is good. What? No, I got my own Fresca that I brought into there. With the artificial sweetener, of course. WQAM.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
Or is this George?
No, this is Neil, I think.
No, okay. Hey, this is going to make your day. Article in the paper that the city El Cenizio in Texas went to Spanish only. Signs, city council meetings.
Yeah, I saw a caustic article on the op-ed page this morning about that.
That's where this country's going.
How do you like that?
Yeah. As they said, because 80% of the people spoke Spanish. So the 20% that speak English,
they're screwed.
Yeah,
well, maybe they'll be encouraged to do the smart thing, and that is get the hell out of there.
Well, yeah, if they hadn't figured it out by now,
right.
this ought to be the last
clue. This ought to put them right over the edge.
Exactly.
Okay, thanks for the bad news. 5670560, #560 on the Mobile One line. So what do you think about Dallas Stars? WQAM.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I'm going to tell you, the guy who sent his kid on the phone to say that, I'm going to tell you, man, I got to get out of this town.
Isn't that amazing? A little kid.
You watch Ricky Lake, you a faggot?
I mean, who would have this?
See, I don't mind the faggot part, but I mean, accusing me of watching Ricky Lake, that's really bad. Yeah.
All right, now, where can I go? Is Vegas a good place to live?
No.
Would you live out there?
No, I would never live there.
Really?
Why would you want to live there?
I don't know. Any place seems better than this town.
Uh-huh.
Any place.
Savannah, Georgia is not too far.
Oh, God, I don't know. My brother moved to North Carolina.
No
I
way.
Thought,
don't do that.
I don't. Nah.
Too many Spicks invading up there now.
George, right?
Exactly.
All right, Neil.
The whole clan. Good luck, you pal.
Okay, bud.
Okay, won't be too long. Just relax. Hold on to bed. You know, pretty soon some of the civilized people will be back here in town. After Labor Day, a few will start trickling in. Some of our hockey people will come back. All right, let's hear it. Come on, a little enthusiasm. L&B, you're so slow. Come on.
We love you, Lindsay.
You look okay. Yeah.
The way you beat Ray Bourque and ran for two.
There you go, Billy.
And that's
on that
organic
picture, huh?
Goal.
Good guy.
What's cool?
Yeah.
What a Panther, so easy to love.
Okay. See, this is all before we had Ray Whitney and Pavel Bure. 12:56 at 560 WQAM. Hey.
Oh.
WQAM. I have a foot
on her day. 1 to 2 hours.
Y'all like cutting little stinkers?
Uh-huh.
That funny little sound that comes right out of your sphincter? Want to copy me and do exactly like I do?
Uh-huh.
Get paid for writing little songs about poo-poo? My brain's all gone. I'm trying to get my groove on, but I can't figure out which Spice Girl I'm gonna fart on. And Dr. Dre asked,
yo, man, did you pass gas?
Hell no.
Why do I smell ass? Dang, you low class.
Well, since age 12, it seemed like I always smelled that butt ripping gases and tooting was pretty swell. I got pissed off when I took my jeans off and farted so hard it turned my underwear backwards like crisscross. And every night I'm like, oh, dinner last. Then fart out my ass faster than a fat bitch who ain't too fast. Smell this, honey.
Yo, dude, wait a minute. That's my girl, cuz.
I don't give a f***. God sent me to stink the world up. My anus. My anus. My anus. My anus. My anus. My anus. Teacher wanted me kicked out back in junior high. Said the problem was something crawled up my ass and died. I shot him in the face with my vapor. The worst happened later when I covered his desk with used toilet paper. Walked in the strip club, my intestines were filled up. Mooned the bartender, took a dump in a tip cup. Went over to a dancer, had a buck in her garter. She lifted her leg up, and I knew she was a farter. 99% of my life I was lied to. I just found out my mom got more gas than I do.
Oh, baby.
I told her I'd grow up to be a famous rapper. Make a record about strange noises made on the crapper. You know you was dirt when the women rushed to leave. You tried to hold it back, but your butt needed relief. This guy at White Castle said it was pretty cool. But I had to go. Go drop the kids off at the pool. My anus. My anus. My anus. My anus, my anus, my anus smells funky. My anus, my anus, my anus smells funky.
God, what a great lunch. I'm so glad I came up with that idea as opposed to that stuff in the place where they're spitting your food. 103 at 560 WQM. Here's a letter that somebody faxed me yesterday that they wrote to the Sun Sentinel, which I didn't get a chance to get around to yesterday, but it's really great. It's written to Kurt Frank, executive news editor of the Sun Sentinel. It says, dear Kurt, for the last several months, one of your carriers has been throwing your paper as a courtesy, but this has become a problem. I take the Miami Herald, and a few years ago, I made a pact with the devil to read it, and you know how that goes. So if I have to read both papers, that's considered cruel and unusual punishment, which is punishable by 5 to 10 years of having to read both papers 2 times a day. You don't want to have to do that. Also, your paper has deteriorated badly and is now just a mouthpiece for John Henry and his two-bit baseball team, which wants my tax dollars to buy him a stadium because he's not a very wealthy billionaire. Your paper has deteriorated. I notice now that passing dogs won't pee on the Sun Sentinel, but prefer the Miami Herald so you can see just how badly you've slipped. Please take care of this little matter for me. It'll make my disposal problems a little less painful. I've sensed that you're hell-bent for recycling when that is in vogue, so why not go whole hog and recycle in the printing room and save the public the trouble? Signed, Thomas in Miramar. Nice job, Thomas. That's it. Throw it in the old can, man. Get the shredded people in there, okay, before the paper leaves the joint. And do us all a favor, especially with editorials like this one today about how 18-year... I love this. The law rightly regards children under 18 as not emotionally or mentally mature enough to make a fully informed decision about having sex. And people are going, right. Crazy people, man. Crazy, crazy, crazy people running the media in this country. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. We're doing a little screenless here today, but it looks like we're at the end of the road. Well, I have to digest that great lunch from Atlantic City Subs. I'm going to have to play a little bit of music. WQAM.
Hello, my name is Keith Lorenz.
Yeah. Your name is, you know what his name is?
He's an asshole.
That's his name, yeah. How sad. Like I said, none of your people have anything to say. None of them. Not one. How can we have all of those people here, huh, and nothing to say about anything? Not even to hell with Fidel.
All of these things.
That they could be talking about nothing. WQAM.
Did we do a public here?
Okay. WQAM.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, the thing in Texas with the Julios.
Uh-huh.
Now, can you imagine if when we tried to make English the official language of Florida?
They already did.
Huh?
They already did.
Yeah, look at that thing in Texas on page 18, and you didn't hear it on national news. Thing with making English the language here, it was all over the place.
Of course, because that was evil, because it's American. We're supposed to, we're supposed to bend to everybody that comes up on a banana boat and bend to their wishes.
See you later.
Okay, thank you. Muchas gracias. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. I noticed Joey's got a whole new job now as George's permanent sidekick in here, which is pretty interesting. No, listen, I don't begrudge you. I mean, you know, you're a good guy, but are you, like, doing anything these days, or?
11 months.
Since 10:15 this morning?
Oh, that was waiting for lunch.
Oh, waiting for lunch, eating lunch, then digesting lunch, then getting rid of lunch, and then it's go home. All right! That's my kind of job.
Oh!
WQAM. Of course, you would have to hang around with... Seriously, you know what we're going to do? We're going to start dealing with him. Seriously, we got the number, you know, the facts, the whole deal. We're going to start dealing with him. We don't want to talk to you, okay? We'll talk to just about anybody in the world. Not you, Assy from Hollywood. We won't talk to you. We won't deal with you. We're on record here today. We will not deal with you, okay? If we have to get you fired, if we have to get you put up on a cross, crucified, we'll have Channel 7 come and cover it. But whatever it takes, goodbye. WQAM.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Neil, are you going to do a CD this year?
Yeah.
Definitely, right?
Uh-huh.
October?
Yes, sir.
Okay, is my anus going to be on there?
I don't know about yours, but mine will be.
That is a great song. You know, remember you said one day that some of the parody songs, you really don't even realize how funny they are until you hear the real song?
Right.
I was walking through the mall the other day, and that I don't listen to rap music, and that My Name Is, which is, I guess, that's the takeoff song, right?
Right.
It was playing, and I just, it was so funny. I just stood there and listened to it, thinking, God, that, you know, it really does make it even more.
And the message is, keep Eminem away from your rectum. That's never stick one in there.
Neil, thank you for being you.
Okay, and have a great day.
Bye.
Good old Eminem. See, they changed the you know, rap music into hip-hop because rap music, you know, was just another word for illiteracy. So they changed it to hip-hop to make it, like, more an acceptable music form, which it's still...
No.
No, it's not. But nevertheless. 108 at 560 WQAM.
The hurricane f***ing blow!
The following is a paid public service announcement from the International Rifle Association.
Let's face it. Most of us will never be rich. Hell, we probably won't even be successful. And that's pretty damn depressing. But, as usual, with every problem, there is a solution. Hi, I'm Jim, and I'm here to tell you a little something about handguns. They scare the shit out of people and intimidate them into giving you whatever you want. That's right, handguns. Think about it. Need some cash? Rob a bank. Don't have enough money for beer? Pull up a convenience store. Take some chips and pretzels while you're at it. It's all free if you've got a handgun. Some son of a bitch cheating on your girlfriend? Kill him. It's a simple solution to life's complex problems. All you have to do is wait the 5 days for it, and happiness is just around the corner. Hell, if you don't want to wait the 5 days, who cares? Buy the damn thing off the street. Just buy a lot of handguns. It's a great alternative to working problems out and can be considered a population controller. Yes, handguns. They just might make you famous.
114 to 560 WQM. We got Jim Mandich.
Yeah.
Coming up at 2 o'clock for Vacationing Hank. And then at 6, we got Donnie B. Working out of that Marlin game. And like I said, let's look at it from a positive standpoint. The Marlin game means no.
Joe Zagacki.
How do you like that? So let's hear it for the Marlins.
Oh.
6:30 pregame. Look at that. We're doing screenless, and we got one call ringing at the moment. So I didn't realize that Atlantic City subs brought so damn much. Look at that. They sure don't bring that much for the morning, guys. I'll tell you that. God. They brought a platter of like 50,000 subs in here. Tuna subs and Italian cold cuts and turkey subs and olives and onions, all kinds of great stuff. Thank you, Atlantic City subs. 567056, and great stuff too, by the way. I mean, just outstanding. Out freaking standing. WQAM.
Bill?
Yes, sir?
Yes, sir. What are the plans for Lawrence?
Now, this is the guy. This is the guy that called yesterday 6,000 times with a 561 number, and there is a God because his cell phone crapped out. How do you like that? Sir, you're a bigger asshole than Andy from Hollywood. How do you like that? You're even bigger. At least he's got an excuse. He was just born like a mental defective. What's your excuse besides they kicked you out of New York? That's the guy. WQAM. QAM.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Oh, this is going to be short. Yes.
Who the hell?
Too stupid to even be able to have a conversation on the phone. Unbelievable. Hey, there you go, Igor. Knock yourself out, man. Good stuff. Great stuff.
Igor, he says.
I beg your pardon? Al Gore? 567-0560, pound 560 on the AT&T line. That was beautiful. So, let me tell you something, pal. If you're too stupid to even be able to have a conversation, to even say what, hello, goodbye, F you, then good luck to us all, okay? Suicide sounds like a real good solution to your problem. WQAM.
How hung is well hung?
WQAM.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I want to touch your genitals.
Uh-huh. Touch this. WQAM.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
The first time my 10-year-old son saw Joe Zagacki doing the sports on TV, he called him Monkey Mouth.
Uh-huh.
That stayed with us, Monkey Mouth Zagacki.
That was probably the nicest compliment he's ever been paid, too. Thank you. Even the 10-year-old kids know that
Joe Zagacki
is a joke, is a clown, is a monkey mouth, a goofball, okay, who does not belong on radio, much less TV. And they wonder why they can't get any numbers on Channel 4 News, and they put his ass on air? Are you people crazy? It's not bad enough. We got to look at that thing on what's-her-name's lip all the time. What the hell's her name? I had a block on her now. Hey, neither one of us know her name anymore. And the guy, the Barbie doll guy that got with her, I never even knew his name in the first place. Now that's starting to bother me. What is her name? Angela Ray. See? Even my old mind is there. It made a comeback. I had to remove that little thing I got in to block it out.
It works, doesn't it?
Yeah, it works. I put the toothpick back in now. Okay. What is it again? WQAM.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
My name is Stroke. Hey, can you call me a douche?
Yeah, Stroke this. WQAM, hello.
Hey, Uncle Neil.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you shouldn't pick on Zagacki.
Can't hear you, sir. You're whispering.
Oh, sorry about that.
Speak up.
I said you shouldn't pick on Joe as much because he stuck up for you yesterday.
Stuck up for me on what?
On his show.
Yeah.
On the sports show. You're not taking over for Hank?
What do I care? He still sucks. He stuck up for me. Great. He sucks. He doesn't belong on the air. You don't have to mention my name. It's not of any interest to me, sir. He blows. He's not a broadcaster. He's a joke. He's an industry joke. WQAM.
Hey, Neil, how are you?
Okay, sir.
Great. I want to ask a question. I've been out of town for a while. Before I left, that caller, that chronic guy, Andy from Hollywood, everyone had said that he had died, and then I heard...
That wasn't the right... Unfortunately, sir, that was the good Andy that died, not the evil Andy.
Oh, great. So we can keep making fun of him and everything?
What is it?
We can keep making fun of him and everything.
Yeah.
Great.
Hold on. We'll be giving his number out over the air one of these days very soon if he keeps calling. At work. WQAM, hello.
Yeah, I would like to talk to Neil.
Speaking, sir.
Neil.
Yes.
How are you today?
Okay.
Neil, I love your show.
And
Joe Zagacki sucks.
Uh-huh. Joe Zagacki, yeah.
Caca, Joe Zagacki.
Joe Caca, yeah. And?
Me pica el culo.
Uh-huh. How do you know that? How do we know that was coming, huh? Very limited repertoire, our Hispanic friends here in South Florida. Very limited. Pinga culo, what else? So what I leave out? Bugaron, maracón, that's about it. That covers all the territory. WQAM. How do you like that? WQAM.
Maricón.
There you go. WQAM.
I love you, Neil.
Uh-huh. WQAM.
Neil, can we have soup for supper?
WQAM.
Hello?
Yes, sir?
Yeah, I want to speak to Neil. Neil.
Yes.
Are you...
Go ahead, sir. I'm listening.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was...
I'm listening to you. The whole world is listening. 50 million people are listening to you right now. Let's hear your best material.
You're such a smart person, and you're so witty and everything else.
Yeah.
Why do you spend so much time wasting it on bringing down other broadcasters?
Other what?
Other broadcasters.
What language are you? What language are you speaking, sir?
English.
Could have fooled me. WQAM.
Deutsch sprechen.
That was good. Good accent. WQAM.
Neil, my queen.
WQAM.
How you doing, Neil?
Okay, sir.
I wanted to call earlier, but I had to take my little dog to the vet.
Yeah.
I wanted to call when you asked about, is anyone in Florida? You know, I've lived in Miami all my life, and I could give a crap about Dan Marino.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather listen to the interview with the sportsman.
The spokesman?
Yeah, the spokesman.
Yeah.
I didn't hear that, but I can guess what went on, you know?
Can I give you a little bit of clue what went on?
I
want to
hear it.
For like 2 hours?
Yeah.
That was a 2-hour blowjob.
Yeah.
That's great.
Okay, good luck to you, pal. Yeah, I bet it was great. Maybe that's why Brian had such a big smile on his face when he got off the elevator. WQAM.
Only $50.
Now, you hear in the background? That was beautiful.
Loan me $50.
Nothing when we have little kids that need to be coached, but when we got adults that need to be coached, that's especially good. Very good, sir. Try it again, okay? Read my lips. My name is fill in the WQAM.
Have you ever seen
WQAM?
God, thank God school starts next week, Neil.
Uh-huh, exactly. These are all adults. When are they going back to school?
Hey, Neil, I wanted to call you yesterday. I got a quick story about American Airlines. I got the best one yet, though. Give me a chance to tell you this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, after they kept us waiting in the terminal for 2 hours because, you know, there was mechanical problems with the plane, here comes the best one yet. They finally let us board the plane. Once we're sitting in our seats, I was reading a magazine, whatever, the pilot comes on the intercom and says we're going to be delayed probably another 45 minutes because he's not satisfied with the way that mechanic signed off, you know, the paper that the plane can take off.
With an X, you mean, yeah.
He said he wasn't satisfied with this picture. The way he signed off, he couldn't read his name out. So we had to wait another 45 minutes to an hour while they tracked this mechanic down.
Uh-huh.
Because the pilot wasn't happy with the way he signed the paper, you know. He couldn't understand, you know, the name that he wrote on it.
Uh-huh.
So it kept us another hour sitting inside the plane.
Yeah.
You can find one that tops that.
Yeah.
Okay, that's my story.
Okay, thank you. I think that was that good. Did you? Did you think that was that good? That was pretty weak.
No.
No, not too good. That was yesterday, by the way, that we ripped American Airlines for 4 hours. And then yesterday we had a lot of American Airlines employees who called who were very honest and said they hated their employer and that they sucked, which was true. And then we had a couple of people. See, it's very good. I think it's great. I've said this before. I'll say it again. It's great to be a professional faggot, you know, because it gives them an outlet. Because every time you say something that pisses them off, oh, you damn faggot, and it's great. Something to fall back on, so to speak. You know what I mean? Yeah, that, which they probably have a lot of practice. And we had a couple of those yesterday, including the little cluster fork we had from those people on the one line there. Yeah, sitting around grabbing it or reaching for it. WQAM.
Yo, Neil.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
All right.
All right.
All right.
And I'm one of your biggest fans.
All right. Yeah.
All right. I want to say that.
All right.
This is
big
bottle.
Big what? I didn't get it.
Bottle.
Which is?
Duck. Which is?
Pajarito.
Right.
Yeah. And?
Nothing. We all knew that.
So what is the point? Is that all they know? Is that all you people know is eating horse meat and beans and pajarito and maricon? And I mean, I'd be embarrassed if I were you. No wonder you're so defensive.
I'm not.
WQAM.
George, I want some psilocybin mushrooms.
You want to run that by me again?
No, mushrooms.
Yeah. WQAM. WQAM.
Yeah, speak to Neil.
Speaking.
This is Right Winger Bible Bob.
WQAM.
Hello, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Neil, don't be a jabroni.
WQAM.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
You know, that guy earlier sounded like a cut to me. My little dog's in the hospital. Sounded like a little cut, you know? Don't you have a little dog?
A little what?
Don't you have a little dog?
Yeah.
You know, it just sounded like a little
shot.
He's trying to throw. Hey, whatever happened to that horse face Michelle Galen? Remember her?
She's still horse faced and on Channel 4, along with Joe Zagacki, where all the losers go. Channel 4.
Let me tell you, wasn't she the one that got canned from NBC Network?
Yes.
For blowing up a Chevy or something like that?
Yes.
Yeah. GM.
All right, Neil. Nothing else to say.
Okay, have a great day, sir.
All right.
All right. Boy, I tell you, people are so goddamn boring, I'm ready for a nap right now. Man. Even on the lightning round, even on a 3.5-4-hour lightning round, these people are so coma-inducing. And my favorite ones are the ones that think that they're really clever. They really got it all right. And you hear, you know, take that big breath. And just when they think they're going to get it on, it's that dial tone kicks in, you know?
Yeah,
that sound. Of course, maybe it's a lot of fun going to a dial tone. Ought to try it sometime. Let's see.
Yeah,
not bad. Not too bad. I enjoyed it. Oh, there's Mariah Carey. The one with the one gigantic breast. Maybe Luis Miguel ran off with the other one. That could have been it. 125 at 560 WQM, and you look.
Why are you airing shit like this?
I got the fever for the flavor of shingles.
I got the fever!
New low-fat shingles, now with a third less polyvinyl saturated monoglutamate than that crap we were trying to sell you a few months ago.
In fact,
I can't even believe the FDA let us get away with all the unwholesome artery-clogging crap we're loading into our potato posses. New low-fat shingles, lower in fat, higher in salt.
Consumer warning, some ingredients may erode the colon, small intestine, lower abdominal wall, and are not biodegradable. All human waste matter resulting from consumption of this product must be disposed of using industrial-grade steel biohazard drums. Shingles potato chips are manufactured on the planet Krypton and are not recommended for humans.
130 at 560 WQAM. 5670560, pound 560 on the AT&T wireless line. We're doing a little screenless here today. An exercise we do once in a great while because the rest of the public are sitting back going,
yeah.
You notice, by the way, no women when we do this. Ordinarily, we get very few women, but when we do the screenless, none, zero, zippity-doo-dah. Goodbye to all the women. Not that I'm complaining, mind you, but that's just the way it is. WQAM.
Put lotion in the rectum.
WQAM. Oh, here's another little kid. Yes? Yes, sir?
Neil.
What can I do for you?
Oh, nothing. Can you play that, anus song?
WQAM.
Yeah, speak to Neil, please.
Speaking, sir.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to Neil.
Let me say it again. Speaking.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I want to say, don't worry about nothing.
Yeah. And
what I said, get out of here. Don't worry about nothing.
WQAM.
Joe Zagacki sucks, and he is a monkey face.
Okay. WQAM.
Joe Zagacki's better.
WQAM.
I'm not a 2-year-old, you faggot.
WQAM.
Okay. WQAM. Joe Zagacki's better.
Hello.
WQAM.
How about turning the radio down?
We'll
be good. Jackass, turn the radio off. Come on, let's go. Let's hear the material. It's only a 4-hour show. Let's go. Too late. WQAM. WQAM.
Hey, Neil, how you doing?
Okay, sir.
I just can't wait for Mantis to come on, too. Were you fudge packing?
WQAM.
Hey, Neil, how you doing?
Okay.
Well, you know, it's embarrassing to say that I live down here, and nobody can call you with a topic.
It's more embarrassing to say that I work down here, much less forget about living here.
I can't believe that people have an opportunity to speak with you, to bring up a point, to do anything,
yeah.
Instead of being intelligent.
This is the best they can do. It's been that way for 100 years, pal.
Well, Neil, I don't know how you do it. I've been listening to you down here for 11 years.
I'll tell you why I do it. Tomorrow's the 25th. You know what that means? It's a big, big, fat payday, you know?
Well,
that's why I do it. And the next day is vacation day, so.
I like your lifestyle.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, thank God you came to get a vacation and get away from all these people down here. They don't have anything intelligent to say, and I wish I had more than that, Neil, but I'm done.
Okay.
Have a good day, my friend.
And back to you. We'll stick a fork in you, like somebody I know would say. WQAM.
Stern God.
WQAM.
Hey, Spencer Coleman.
WQAM.
Yeah!
Excellent. WQAM.
Get the lotion out of your
butt. WQAM.
Hello, Neil?
WQAM.
Joe Zagacki's my...
WQAM.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
I want to be a pedophile.
WQAM. That's probably the guy from Radio Marti again. QAM. I'll wait till they all get lit up again. And we'll run through, let's see, it's 133. We'll run through about another 600 between now and 2 o'clock. WQAM.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, about the George Bush thing. Can you believe that you think someone's recreational drug use back 25 years ago should be relevant right now?
Sir, let me say it again. If he has no problem, then why doesn't he fess up to it, number one? And
that's number two,
state of Texas is putting people in jail for it then?
Well, you know what?
For what you call recreational drug use, my cokehead asshole friend. How do you like that? This guy's another one of these guys whose nasal passages are so burned out, his whole sinuses. This guy can't even speak. His nose, his throat, he needs a good eye, ear, nose, and throat, man, is what he needs. Somebody's recreational drug use. What a crackhead. WQAM.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, what's up, Neil? How's it going, man?
Okay.
Hey, so how about those...
WQAM.
Neil?
Yes, sir.
You are the best.
And?
And I don't want you to leave anymore because something...
WQAM.
Hi, Neil. How...
WQAM.
Your penis ain't so...
WQAM.
Neil, I can't believe how do you put up with this?
What do you mean by that? It's already 25 till 2. I've had tons of calls here today, man.
Oh, just
better,
no,
than,
just
better than giving that number out and begging for calls.
Yeah, no, just the damn, just the
people,
idiots.
I want you,
idiots
to, I want you to keep in mind, people all over the world are listening on the internet, and this is what they hear from South Florida. And you know something? It's a very accurate reflection. It's perfect.
I'm embarrassed to live here, Neil.
And me too.
And you're a douchebag.
And see ya. WQAM. WQAM.
Hello?
Yes, sir?
Neil.
Let me say it again. Yes?
Neil.
WQAM.
Neil.
WQAM.
Your mother's a whore.
WQAM.
Neil.
Yes, sir?
Good afternoon, sir.
And Bologna.
Bellagio bound tomorrow. Cannot wait. And I want to thank you for actually lighting that fuse in my brain to get out there.
Excellent. You'll have a wonderful time.
Question for you. Apart from Le Cirque du Soleil and the old show, any reason to leave that resort?
What do you mean by that?
I mean, what else is there to see? I had never been to Vegas before.
Well, you don't want to stay in one place. I mean, when you get out there, you'll see that you'll see all these lights and glitzy places, and you want to see them all, the MGM and New York, and Caesars and all of these things. You want to see it all.
So just wander and see the sights.
Don't just lock yourself in there in one joint. That's a bad idea.
I will follow your advice to see. Thank
okay.
you, sir.
Have a great time.
Yep.
Plunge your lungs out. WQAM.
Hey, man, just to blow it out.
WQAM. WQAM.
It's a lie. I'm not a nut.
WQAM.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
How dumb are people that they think recreational or normal drug use isn't relevant for a guy that's trying to be president? How dumb is this town?
Who's putting people in jail right now for doing the same thing?
Right. I mean, like, this is one of the dumbest towns I think I've ever heard about in my life.
Yeah.
I just moved here, and I think it was a bad decision.
Where did you come from?
Good old Baltimore, Maryland.
And you came here? You must be out of your mind, man.
For a job, but I'm thinking it was a badass decision. You know
very
what I mean?
Bad. The worst decision you ever made. This is the end of, this is the armpit of the universe.
I'm learning that, and it's stupid.
This is the sump pump of the, whatever.
Whatever. But you're the best, man. I just started listening to you, and I get a good kick out of it, man. Take it easy.
All right, see ya.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, he'll be blowing his brains out in about 6 months. We'll be reading about him in the newspapers. WQAM.
Neil, the only thing worse
than... WQAM.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
How you doing? Listen, first of all, I'm a sports nerd. Number two, I'm a schwarzer.
Yeah.
Number three, I'm...
Well, that goes hand in hand, doesn't it?
number three, I'm Hispanic.
Yeah.
Number four, I'm a Christian, but I believe in a personal relationship. I don't go Bible thumping.
Personal relationship with what?
With God.
With what?
With God.
Oh, you mean...
Neil, God!
Yeah.
Yeah. Number two, I believe in leaving people alone. That's what you always preach on your show. Just
that's
leave
right.
people
just
alone.
Leave people the hell alone. A good idea.
And my thing about Ebonics is, you know, my children, I got four children, and they're in the school system, quote-unquote black school system.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a problem with how they speak, so I'm always on their backs about, you know, speaking English to get a job. And I watched this Dateline show talking about, I think about a couple of months ago, talking about speaking white. And a lot of the kids were talking about that they figure if they speak English, that they're acting white. And if they excel in school, that they're acting white. And they don't want to do that in front of their friends. So what I did was I called all my kids in the room to make them watch the show.
Yeah.
And I think it paid off. I really do.
Well, tell them you'd be beating the crap out of them if they don't start speaking, at least speaking proper.
And I really think the reason people, Christian, atheist, whatever, listen to your show is because you are entertaining.
Yes, sir.
And that's what it's all about. I mean, they can call you whatever you want.
I don't give a crap. As long as the check clears, I couldn't care less.
I hear you.
And God bless you, sir.
Thank you.
And have a great day. Okay, there's Three Deep, which is Josh Farrow from Young and the Horny pretending to be a singer, flashing his shirt off, and Nick, or Matt. What was his name on the show? No, he's Nick. That was Matt. Whatever it is. See, that's what happens when you don't keep up with your favorite soap operas for a while.
What are you on?
Drugs. I'm on much. Well, it's too late. You got into a Colgate spot. Now, I just had that. Why? Did you want to see it?
No, I had never seen it.
Yes, you had.
I have.
We were right here in this room months ago. They showed it. Oh, here it is again. No, it isn't. This is some other bogus spot. Okay, can I do this spot, please?
No.
21 before 2 at 560 WQM. Holly.
Shred 'em and say cheese.
All right.
concert ended with burning trees. Playing on stage was a naked sleeve. Chili Peppers, Red Hot's their name. There goes Woodstock, up in flames. $12 for a spice, but that pissed the people off. But burning merchandise was a hell of a send-off. Woodstock Riot,
riot,
upset that they didn't play. Woodstock Riot,
riot,
you could blame it on Sugar Ray. Woodstock Riot,
riot,
it started on the last day. Woodstock Riot,
riot,
I hope they're still stuck on the freeway.
Yeah!
Look behind bars! Investor in cars. A show that opened up with old James Brown ended up with the burning to the ground. Knocked down two towers, a crazy night. Carson Daly ran for his life. I think it's fair to say only some kids ruined the show. Thanks to this melee, they forgot the peace and love.
Yeah.
Woodstock Riot,
riot,
it started on the last day. Woodstock Riot,
riot,
hope they're still stuck on the freeway. Yeah!
And you remember who was really on stage when they started the thing, who put him over the edge, who got him psychotic? Limperous Biscuit is who did it, yeah. It's not in there? 145 at 560 WQM. We got the Mad Dog coming up at 2 today, who's going to tell you the real stories about Joe Zagacki. WQAM.
Hank, thanks for...
WQAM.
Hello, Neil?
Yes, sir?
You know, when I look out in America today, it just, it makes me sick, really.
Yeah.
I mean, this country, I mean, forget about it. You're better off moving to Turkey or Canada for all it's worth, you know? Hello?
WQAM.
Hey, if I had the ability, I'd take...
WQAM.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Mr. Neil Rogers.
Speaking.
How are you today?
Great.
Oh, that's good to hear that. I have two things up to say.
Okay.
Number one, I want to congratulate the great job you've been doing for the past years and to keep going. And also, I want to congratulate you at Data Time for the big 25th coming up tomorrow and to keep up the great work. Number two, it incenses me to see all these people calling all day, have nothing to do in the whole day, have nothing to do than to call a radio station and blow off a smart remark.
They're blowing it off, yeah. You can
smell it. They're taking people, they're running people like you down. People like you who have done great things for us, for instance, like that tax increase that
that's
is coming
right.
up.
I did it single-handedly, man.
You know?
And the vote too, yeah.
You know?
I know.
Well, I don't understand this, Neil. I just want you to keep up the great work, and I appreciate to have you listening.
And thank you so much.
All right, buddy.
Okay. WQAM.
Neil.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just want you to know, Joseph Ackie.
WQAM. WQAM.
Hey, Neil, what's up? I'm a Puerto Rican smart stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I just have two things to say, and I'll leave you alone. One, my Mustang can beat your Corvette. And two...
WQAM.
Maricon!
WQAM.
Neil, thank God for you, man.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to you, my wife and I are finally going to take a trip.
Great.
You know any good places to eat in Hialeah?
Don't take American Airlines there, I'll tell you that.
We're going to Hialeah, baby.
I take Delta. Okay. WQAM.
Neil.
Yes, sir?
I was in upstate New York on vacation about 2 weeks ago. And in the middle of the night, I was just flipping around the AM dial just for the hell of it, listening to some French Canadian stuff, and then I hear Chris Moore in the middle, like a 11:30 at night, he's on the fan.
Moron.
Oh, he's got people calling, talking about, what's his name, Goldstein. Somebody called about that in New York. Something about him doing games and how he sounded like a mouse. So he's got press in New York about being a mouse now.
Geldy, they're talking about him sounding like a mouse to his good friend?
Yeah, on
his
the fan.
His good backstabbing buddy Chris Moron on the fan where they don't even have any idea who Geldy is, and he's ripping him on there. That's nice.
So he's Ed Kaplan of New York.
Okay, have a great day, pal. WQAM.
Joey Reynolds rule.
WQAM. WQAM.
It is. It's
WQAM.
Yeah.
What is it? Couldn't hear. Do you hear what it was? I think he said anti-M. Anti-M?
Wizard of Oz.
Excuse me. WQAM.
Hey, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Hey, what I hate is people calling and ragging people that have nothing to call about. That's what bugs me. But I wanted to talk to you about an airline that has a service that might be of interest to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, they serve up young boys.
Uh-huh.
You like it. It's
WQAM.
Hello, Neil.
Yes.
Got a shameless request.
Uh-huh.
Can you play a song, Cash, Get Out of Cuba?
No. WQAM.
Come on.
WQAM.
Hey, Neil, how you doing?
Okay.
What percentage would you guess?
This is what it means to be number one in young Hispanic men. This is what it means. Go ahead.
Yeah.
That's the benefit we get.
Did I interrupt?
No, go ahead.
I couldn't hear what's going on because it's the no one.
Believe me, it's a bonus for you.
Okay. Anyway, out of all the people that listen, if you had a guess or if you had information, what percentage do you think are callers as far as not, I'm not talking about a chronic every day, but like
1%.
1%?
Uh-huh.
And would you say out of that 1%?
Out of the 1%, I'd say 98 need mental help. 98% of the 1%.
Okay. So I must be in that too, hopefully, that don't need it. But anyway, I love your show, and it's just what they're in at.
WQAM.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Neil. I just want to call about yesterday. I flew American Airlines once.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, and we actually, please, thank you. We actually, we left late and we got there early.
Yeah.
Which was pretty amazing.
Great.
Considering it was, full of the banana boat people and we were going down to the Dominican Republic.
Yeah, I'll never go in either way. I'll never go in Terminal C or D again, ever. I don't care what anybody says. I will never go in that part of the airport again. It's a foreign country.
It was pure hell. The only thing that was missing were the chickens.
You should have to have a passport just to get through, forget about going anywhere, just to get into that part of the terminal.
All right.
And have a great day. WQAM? See, I like to wait and see just how long it takes before they find, then they start, and they don't get come out. WQAM? WQAM?
Hello?
Yes. Oh, another one of yours. WQAM?
Yeah, Neil?
Yes, sir.
You know, I've been listening.